No, not from firsthand experience. Just from what I've seen on TV and comedic spoofs and stuff like that.
Yeah, his famous line, I am not a crook. I honestly thought, and I think a lot of people thought, that Richard Nixon was the worst president this country has ever produced. The most devious, the most dishonest, the most politically dirty. He did do some good things. The EPA came under Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was smart enough to keep labor and big business apart and not let one run without the other. There's a new book out about Richard Nixon called Nixon Land. I haven't read it, but David Sirota says it's incredible. And I remember how much those of us in the 60s hated Richard Nixon. Now, I'm sure, Limbaugh and the rest of those guys probably thought he was great, but we didn't like him. And had he not resigned, had he not stepped down from the White House, he would have faced impeachment. Why? Because the Republican Party back in those days had the guts to do what's right. They just didn't walk lockstep. They're not like the Republican Party of today. But my point of bringing this up is, here's the five-year anniversary of Mission Accomplished, the banner and the carrier and the whole thing, and Bush's speech. And do we have that little snippet of that speech? I think we have that little snippet of that speech, don't we, John? Yeah, let's listen to this.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended.
Okay, that's all we have. And, he made the big entrance with the flight suit and the banner in back of him and the whole Magilla gorilla thing. And everybody thought, and then they denied that the White House had put the banner up and that the thing was staged. And now they're finally admitting that they paid for the banner. And then Dana Perino, I always want to call her Dana Purino. Perino had some cockeyed explanation yesterday about this, in which he said, they were referring to the aircraft carrier.
The aircraft carrier's mission was accomplished, Jay.
Yeah. And wasn't that aircraft carrier about 20 or 25 miles off San Diego or something? I mean, Dana, you're cute, you're smart, but come on. Anyway, so we thought Nixon was the worst. Now, Bush has got to be the worst of all time. But we'll ask a Barry Goldwater Jr. about what his father would think. And then, coming up at 9 o'clock, yesterday was Willie Nelson's birthday. Today we'll have on Joe Nick Patowski. He has written a great book called Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. Joe Nick is one of the best writers about music that I know of. I first discovered him in Texas Monthly when I was working in El Paso, Texas. And he's written stories on all kinds of folks and books on all kinds of people. And he's also wrote a book about my friend Tom Russell. Not a book, I'm sorry, but an article about my friend Tom Russell. So we'll have Joe Nick on because we have that in common. And we'll talk about Texas music, which I love, and played a lot of it as a disc jockey. And it's 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. Where to go from here, I don't know. Have you ever been in a position where there are things out there that you know that you can talk about, but that they're either painful to talk about or you basically really don't want to deal with them? Like, you just really don't want to get into a discussion about some of these things. And one of the reasons why I don't want to, why anybody would not want to get into a discussion is because it's a no-win situation. You lose no matter what side you pick. So I don't know if that shows lack of courage on my part or the fact that I'm finally have been worn down, or you're worn down, or we're both worn down. I had a guy send me a really ugly, well, it's not really ugly, but I get a lot of his emails about Obama and about my support for Obama. And I get the feeling that, here's what I can't figure out. Now, maybe some of you can help me with this. This is a primary. Now, in a primary, you're supposed to use it as a way to figure out which candidate you're going to support. Both parties go through this. And if you have two strong, formidable candidates, chances are that it's going to go on for a while. Even though I think a lot of us feel like, okay, enough's enough. But it is. It's going to go on for a while. Now, for those of us who've already had the caucuses and the debates and all that stuff come and go, all right, we're ready to settle this. But if you're sitting in Indiana, North Carolina, Puerto Rico, any of the states left, you want to have a say. You want your voice to count. And when you get through the primary, when you go through the primary process, okay, so what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to critically examine both candidates. You're supposed to support one, or you can support them both. But you're supposed to choose one, and there's going to be a certain amount of fencing back and forth, and a certain amount of arguing, and a certain amount of discussion, and a certain amount, I mean, you're going to get the whole gamut of everything. I mean, anybody who remembers any kind of primary in which you were passionate about one candidate versus the other, you might have heated discussions with your friends about this. But in the end, you wouldn't just say, okay, you're not my friend because you supported so-and-so. But what I'm getting here is I'm getting, like, angry, hurt emails from people who don't like the idea that the hosts on the air on AM 760 all seem to support Barack Obama. They just don't like that. Now, on most talk stations, when this happens, the listeners, you, jump in, get involved in the debate, and argue back. But what we're getting here is, we're getting this. At least I am. I don't know about the rest of everybody else. I haven't asked Mario about this. I haven't asked Ed Schultz. I haven't asked Randy. I haven't asked Tom Hartman. I haven't asked any of these folks about this. Rachel Maddow. But what I'm getting is, I'm getting like these extremely bizarre, hostile emails, people attacking me, people with hurt feelings. And if you dare to get on the radio and you dare to say what you think, like, okay, I'm going to support the Democratic nominee, no matter who it is. And if it's Hillary Clinton, I'll support her, even though I don't feel good about her. Boy, people just go through they go into orbit. And they accuse you of all kinds of things. And I guess it leads me to and I should read this guy's email, but it leads me to the question of what is wrong with all of us? What's wrong with us? We're supposed to be tolerant. We're supposed to be open-minded. We're supposed to be the type that listens. And granted, we don't always live up to that. I certainly don't. I don't know about you. But we're not. Instead, what I'm getting here is like a large degree of intolerance, anger. I won't vote for her, and I'll vote for John McCain first. And it's like, what in the heck? I mean, look at what John McCain talks about. Look at what John McCain stands for. I mean, yesterday he makes this statement about let's bring medical costs down with tort reform. And you know exactly what he's talking about. What he's talking about here is, hey, You have something go wrong with your doctor? You have something happen with your insurance company? Well, you don't have any right to sue. You have no right to go to court. You don't have any right to redress of grievance. He wants to limit that to protect his big friends in the medical industrial complex. So what do you mean you're going to vote for John McCain? 100 years in Iraq? The guy makes nonsense statements? I don't know. Anybody want to respond to this? 303-713-7600. I'm going to read this guy's email coming up, too. But what's wrong with us? Why have we gotten so angry and so bitter? So angry. Huh. That it's like, oh my God, you support her? You're my enemy. You support him? You're my enemy. Phew. Scares me. 621, 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, a man not easily scared. John Turk with traffic.
Highway's already busy on the north end, especially eastbound I-270, starting around I-76. Southbound 25 also filling up in North Glen and Thornton with speeds in the 30s from 104th to 84th. Got one accident to look out for, Alameda and Buckley Road. And in the high country, I-70 is going to be wet and slushy west of Loveland. Snow is coming down west of Copper Mountain to Vail, so look out for slick spots, especially over 9,000 feet. Chain laws are in effect over Vail Pass for eastbound big rigs. Today's forecast, cloudy with rain and snow showers and a high of 46 degrees. Right now, 44 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Refresh Eye Drops. They can't get you there on time, but they will make your eyes feel better. Refresh, it does what it says. Refresh Eye Drops are available in the eye care aisle at a store near you. Go to refreshmyeyes.com. Get a coupon to save $3 on Refresh Eye Drops. Refreshmyeyes.com.
Oh, here it is.
And look at that.
We got a door.
I like it with the windows in
there. Yeah. I'm going to go inside. See how my new knobs work.
Okay. Ah!
Absolutely fabulous.
It's time to make a grand entrance. Find the perfect doors and windows with our new project advisor at HomeDepot.com. And right now, save 20% on select special order doors and windows. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through May 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
622, 22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Maybe you feel limited by your dentures. Maybe they don't quite fit. Maybe they're robbing you of social confidence. So you just don't feel comfortable. Well, you can change all that by going to see Barrett's Dental and meeting Dr. Barrett's, who is rated as one of the top dentists in America. And once you walk through the door, you'll see why. First of all, the guy's an artist. Second of all, they take extremely good care of you. I mean, this is like staying in a five-star hotel. And Dr. Barrett's bionic teeth at Barrett's Dental are actually stronger than original teeth, so there's no more choosing what you can and can't eat. And forget about the polygrip, man. It's gone. It's gone. I mean, it's over. You don't need it. You can have a drop-dead gorgeous smile, and it's affordable, too. Because if you've got gaps in your insurance, Dr. Barrett's has got ways for you to finance. So lose the dentures. Lose the lack of confidence. And check out Dr. Barrett's. You want to eat apples and carrots? You got to go see Dr. Barrett's. I've been to see him, and you ought to see him, too. And by the way, you can schedule a free consultation. So he'll just tell you exactly what you need done. No fooling around. And it's absolutely free. 303-595-4994. That's 303-595-4994. Or go to barrettsdental.com. That's Barrotz. Barrettsdental.com.
This is a national consumer alert. In a rare show of bipartisan cooperation, the federal government is issuing stimulus payments to boost the economy. Medved Chevrolet, as a leading automotive dealership, is set to do its part with an incredible offer. Buy any Chevrolet from Medved, and they will triple your personal federal economic stimulus check. Triple it. At Medved, you may even qualify for 0% financing on select vehicles. Again, Medved Chevrolet will triple your federal economic stimulus payment. Whether your check has arrived or not, you qualify. See Medved now. Don't wait. You will save thousands. Triple your federal economic stimulus check only at Medved on the I-25 corridor to part the 181 ramp Kessel Rock or on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant Medved Autoplex. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
You must buy or lease a vehicle from Medved to qualify. $600 individual economic stimulus payment tripled to a maximum of $1,800. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives. See Medved for details.
Well, I'm going to leave it up to voters to decide. You know?
No, but what do you think as an American? You're an American.
Well, what I said when I was asked directly is that I would not have stayed in that church.
The only thing I want to say there is Barack Obama appeared on Fox. That's Hillary Clinton on Fox, but guess who she's with? Bill O'Reilly. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6, rain, snow likely, high today 43. Now, I got two people on hold here, so please you guys hang on. I got two more open lines at 303-713-7600. I'm talking about just the anger of all of this and the idea that we're in a primary, and this is going to go on. And I was talking to somebody yesterday about the fact that you know, people want to hear reassuring things instead of debating about candidates. Now, check this out. I very rarely ever do this, but this comes from AM760.net. I'm going to read you also. I'm going to read you the complete thing here. So hang on, and I want you to listen to this. It's from a guy named Jerry. Okay, here's the first email I get from him. Well, Obama's in a meltdown with his past and his true self finally being vetted by the media. The free ride is over. The Reverend Wright thing, his lack of substance on issues, based on his run for office on emotionally charged followers, yuppies, and 1960s wannabes, and a focus on preaching versus talking to the voters, has finally come home to dump the Dems and sadly give this country 4 more years of the Bush-type government. UJ are part of the problem by looking only at the surface and unidentified promises of change and not the issues of strength. All right, so I answer him back. If this email gets through and doesn't bounce back, I'll be amazed, but I'll try anyway. First, show me proof Obama's in a meltdown. Because a meltdown would be total collapse, not slipping a point or two or 3 points in a poll. Second, what's not right is the media going over this and never taking a look at the two nut jobs that McCain hangs with. How would you know Obama's being vetted and his true self is coming out? Can you give me examples of where he has shown he is angry, where he's shown that he's an angry black man? Bet you can't. I'm not the trouble. You're the trouble because from your email, you just don't get it. Okay, and then Jerry writes me back. You missed the point as normal. His support was early and based on emotion and white guilt-type voters. Now, you know something? Why does that keep coming up about white-type guilt voters? Like, in other words, I support Barack Obama because he's a black man and I'm white and I have white-type guilt? Or maybe you support Hillary Clinton because you're a female and it's a gender thing. They love to hear him preach and not get challenged. They just listen and follow like sheep. The media did not touch him early in the primaries. No questions were asked about his experience. He was not challenged on what his idea of change really meant, only that he was a new hope, and although it was known he dealt with shady characters, he has not pushed on that issue. He's not pushed on that issue. What shady characters are you talking about? Are you talking about Rezko? I get a guy who keeps sending me emails about that, about Rezko, but yet Obama's not involved in that trial. That's guilt by association once again. Guy says the hype was too much even for the media, and it was easier to continue to go after Hillary. His rise was meteoric, and the local liberals' starry-eyed young voters and older white guilt voters are extremely well organized and won the caucuses. This process should be abolished. And then he goes on this whole thing about who won what states. He repeats the myth about Texas, where Hillary Clinton didn't win it. Obama won more delegates there. I don't want to even debate this. He finishes the email by saying his strength was wide but not deep and built on emotion and not issues, and this type of support is weak and now showing in his meltdown and his demise of Dems in the fall election. Obama has all along been the Republican secret weapon, and you bought it hook, line, and sinker. This is turning into a disaster. I mean, this guy's I show that to Mary. I tell Mary about it. I go, hey, this guy's nuts. What's this freaking white guilt business? Can somebody explain that to me? What does that mean? I just don't get it. And So what are we supposed to do here? So we're supposed to, like, not We're supposed to, like, not get on the radio, and we're not supposed to say who we support, and we're just supposed to be self-assuring. All right, let's go to George in Aurora. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, George.
Good, good. Hey, Jay, I just want to thank you for all you do. And secondly, you know, I am from Africa, you know. Growing up in Africa, you know, we all look up to America, you know, American democracy, you know. But with what I'm seeing now, I am so ashamed and appalled. Then secondly, you know, my question is, if Hillary Clinton can go over there, you know, and say that if she would have heard everything Jeremiah Wright said, you know, if she was in Barack Obama's position, she would have walked out from that church. What about Hillary that Bill cheated on her? You know, how come she's not walked out of the marriage, you know? Why can't nobody ask her that question?
Well, I think that's a good one. I mean, I think that's real good. If Barack Obama stuck with his church for 20 years, why did Hillary Clinton stick with Bill, who is a philanderer?
That's what I'm saying, you know. Same question needs to be asked, you know. But the bias on the media and everything, nobody asks that question at any time. So why can't people ask Hillary that question?
Well, what I can't understand is why are we so crazed here? I mean, this is part of the primary process. I mean, this is what you go through. The Republicans would be going through it if say, Mitt Romney hadn't dropped out.
Yeah. I know. It's so shameful.
And you know, this guy sends me an email about how Obama's in a meltdown. No, a meltdown would be if all of a sudden you woke up the next morning and your opponent was leading you by 20 points. That'd be a meltdown.
That's true. You know, but you know, she can try though. She's not gonna get it. She can do all she wants to do. You know? She's just passing by the waters. Thank you, Jay.
All right, pal, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Interesting conversation. I have a feeling, and I'd like some feedback, that actually Hillary created this tremendous polarization and all, and I think the specific moment was when she looked directly in that camera and with all her strength said, "Shame on you, Barack Obama." I think that, you know, that was like a psychic trauma to the community, her supporters, and I think that started this up. And, you know, and you look at that, it was about the fact that there was a flyer, and it had quotation marks around the word Boone. And we're talking about how she had pushed NAFTA a little bit, which I've heard other people say she did.
No, she did push NAFTA. She denies that, but it's on record that she did.
So what I think happened is her people look at that and go, "Oh, my Lord, we did push that. We're going to have to drop an atom bomb now." And they look through this flyer, and all of a sudden somebody goes, "I got it. Look, quotation marks. Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't actually use that word Boone, did you? You talked to these reporters, but you didn't really use the word Boone." Now, that gave them all the, although if you think about it, it's ridiculous, especially from a team that keeps saying you got to be tough and strong. So she went out. This is what people talk about strength, though, but it's the strength to be dirty. Is as dirty as you can get. Because when she looked into that camera and shouted, "Shame on you, Barack Obama," that was the moment where she took this whole primary in a really, really ugly turn. That's how I feel. How do you feel about that?
The way I feel is this. It seems to me, and maybe it's only me, but it seems to me that the feedback I get from the Hillary supporters is that they are extremely, extremely angry. They're really, really angry. Now, are they angry because they're hurt that I and others on the station have chosen sides? Are they hurt because there's a constant onslaught of bad news? But we spent all day yesterday talking about Reverend Wright. They just seem to be very, very angry. Has she been negative? Yes, I think she has. And maybe that's what's generated all this anger. I don't know. But this whole, I mean, all of these bizarre charges, like, well, you're voting for him because you suffer white guilt. You know, what does that mean? I mean, what does that mean? We're voting for him because we want to right the wrongs of the past? Well, I think everybody wants to right the wrongs of the past, don't you?
You know what I think it means? This is just my theory, Jay. I think it's that they have in their minds, well, you know, Jay is not really a bad person, and he's not an idiot. So how could a person who's decent and not a fool be for such a man as him? And then they have somebody, I've heard it talked about, it's the reason they have to convince themselves. It's, you know what it is? These are people that are bleeding heart liberals, and they're crying inside because of something that happened hundreds of years ago with slavery and all of this. And this is the kind of person who will overlook all of these flaws that this man just blatantly is showing. I know this because Hillary even told me, but he'll overlook all of that because he's just got this pain inside, and he wants to help the poor black man. And that's what I think is, it's a tool to deal with cognitive dissonance. How can a guy that I listened to for years, he's not a bad man, he's not a fool, but what reason could he have for this? Now, you and I, you know, the first place I ever heard the name Barack Obama was listening to your show one day, and I heard a caller say, I don't know who that guy is who was just talking to you, but whoever he is, I'm going to support him because he's thinking while he's talking. He's thinking. And I don't know if the American people are ready for that kind of approach. I think it's easier to see Hillary going on a car ride in a big vehicle and standing at a gas pump so you can go, wow, you know, she's really into this for real. What does he do?
But to be fair, he does it too. I mean, he goes out there and plays basketball.
Yeah, but he actually
for a photo op.
But he actually, yes, he did. But he actually does play basketball.
But here's the thing. We can't have, like, a discussion about why it is. I mean, okay. I had a guy write the radio station. And somebody at the radio station showed it to me. Okay, you know what his complaint was?
What?
Too many black callers on my show.
Oh.
I mean, I don't understand what all of this dynamic is that's going on that people don't want to just get on and can't, like, debate and mix it up with somebody who doesn't agree with them without getting, like, really, you know, just, I won't listen to that show anymore, and angry, and you're viciously attacking. And it's like, well, no, we're just discussing the pros and cons of somebody. And I just can't plug into it. Hey, Michael, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
See you, Jay.
Okay, it's been a good one. Thanks.
Bye.
6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Toik with traffic.
Pretty quiet around Denver and Boulder and the highways anyway. A little congestion, as usual, southbound I-25 at 104th down to 84th. And again, from Park Avenue to Spear. 225 also picking up for southbounders from Colfax to Alameda. And again, after Yosemite, as you make your approach to the Denver Tech Center. In the high country, snow is flying west of the tunnel. It's slick in spots from Silverthorne to Glenwood. Chain restrictions are in place for eastbounders on I-70 going over Vail Pass. Today's forecast, rain and snow showers will begin over the Front Range during the mid-morning commute. Highs this afternoon will hit the mid-40s. Winter storm warning remains in effect for part of the northern mountains, where up to 10 inches of new snow could fall, mainly above 9,000 feet. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool, with a small chance for an isolated shower or two and a high of 48. Right now, 44 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your Denver Lexus dealers invite you to test drive a Lexus today.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved?
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice. I'm a 401. Hey. Also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refi. Yeah, feel my thunder. The power I got, I can't explain. That's especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, yeah, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSM Money, follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
Provider and licensing details are available.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-351-1064, 800-351-1064, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-351-1064. 800-351-1064.
Flight Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
A small chip in your windshield could turn into a big problem. One customer had a little chip in her windshield, so she just left it. Big mistake. She went to pick up her kids, went over a bump a little fast, and the whole windshield went crack. Didn't surprise me. A chip is just like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks, just waiting to spread. Now my customer has the time and expense of replacing her whole windshield. She sure felt better after we replaced it. But if she'd have called us earlier, Elite Safe Flight could have saved her time and money. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject a special resin into the chip, about a half hour is all it takes. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safe Flight Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelight.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Lou does Lou. Actually, it's Lou does Hugh.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
I believe you got the influence for this song from Hubert Selby's novel about Brooklyn. Or Hubert Selby, as they used to call him. I guess he had this nickname, Cubby. Lou Reed has an album out called Raven, and he's also got another one out.
Never once gave it away.
I can't remember the title of it, but is there anybody out there who's a Lou Reed fan that's checked out this Raven? I mean, is it worth buying? I just happened to stumble on Lou Reed's website yesterday. It's a pretty nice site. 6:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Rain, snow, likely, and a high of 43. Here's the question. I feel like talking about this, like, all day. Here's the question. How come we can't have an engaged, enlightened discussion about the two candidates for the Democratic nomination without folks getting nasty and hurt? And that it's like, what I'm getting here is that what you want is, you want reassurance, and you want to hear what supports your viewpoint instead of mixing it up in a debate, and that I and the rest of the people on the radio station should remain neutral and not take a side. And we're not news people. Although, and I got some comments about that I could make. But we're not. We just can't do this without killing each other? And I know I've asked this question before, but man, I was talking to somebody yesterday and I said, boy, you got to look at some of this email. I mean, some of it is really nasty. And this whole white guilt business that keeps coming up on the part of some people who I just don't think just don't get it. Jerry in Brighton. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Okay. You said, man, I don't care if you support Barack or not. I caucus for him. So with that being said, I guess one of the most things that upsets me is the complete dishonesty of some of the things that you say about the Clintons. And I'll give you two examples this week alone. I've got other examples, too. But One, her gas tax plan, which is foolish, but is exactly like McCain's. No, it's not, because she has a way to pay for it. She's going to put a tax on the oil companies to put that money back into the fund, road fund, so it doesn't deplete the road fund or take money out of the general fund.
Okay.
McCain's plan to take money out of the general fund.
Okay, can I respond to that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Her plan is like McCain's, except McCain doesn't say how he's going to pay for it. She says she's going to pay for it on a windfall tax on the oil companies. Can I just finish?
Sure.
And that's fine. But the trouble is with the whole gas tax idea is that in the end, you're going to save like $27.
Okay.
I mean, $27 is not going to help you out when gas is $4 a gallon. And on top of that...
Whoa. Can I say something here?
Sure.
It's better than nothing. I have not heard anything from Obama. I was hoping to hear something other than the general overall 10-year plan. I like his overall plan. It's wonderful. And it's good for the country. But what's his immediate plan?
His immediate plan... And I can't speak for him. All I can tell you is what I know. His immediate plan is that the gas tax situation is not going to cure what ails us. To cure what ails us is we're going to have an energy policy and plow full speed ahead in finding alternative fuels and an alternative way to do things. And right now, in this country, as it stands in the year 2008, and you might remember that Jimmy Carter and also Gerald Ford raised this how many years ago?
We have a problem now.
Okay, so we agree on that. We have
absolutely.
No. All right, we have no energy policy. But
absolutely.
My point is this. You and I can debate about the various plans pro and con and the various candidates pro and con. But why is it that people just get so angry? What is the point behind that?
Well, the anger comes, Jay, is from the dishonesty here.
Well, I don't think I'm being dishonest.
Well, see, I take it as you are, because you put the gas, taking the gas things, Clinton's plan, and you can call it foolish or whatever, but hey, to the average Joe out there pumping $50, $60 in his friggin' gas tank, if you say, I'm going to save 18 cents, and I'm putting 20 gallons in there, you know what? That's 18 cents I don't have to pay, and the oil company is going to pick it up. Yes, they're going to turn around and try to charge it back to it, but that says something to me.
Okay,
haven't heard anything from Barack
anything. Do you respect Paul Krugman of the New York Times?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I don't. I realize he's another political guy, but yes, I do, more so than not.
Okay, would you say?
I realize it's a gimmick.
Okay, he's been critical of both candidates. Would you agree there?
Yeah.
All right. Even he thinks that it's wrongheaded.
Jay, whoa, back up here. I agree with you. It's silly, but you know what? To the average Joe sitting out there pumping gas in there, well, at least they're thinking of something,
and she's got an idea
to pay for it.
Hey, I am the average Joe, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And I was going to ask you about that too. 95% of your cars in this state can run on regular unleaded. Give it a try.
In one car we do use premium, and the other car we use regular unleaded.
Well, I'm just trying to save you a few bucks here. I'm willing to bet you can probably use unleaded regular in that car. Because you can run about a
octane level. Yeah, we're skidding off the we're skidding off what we're talking
that's
about.
My bad.
No, that's okay. All right.
Well, I'm just trying to save a few bucks there because a lot of people think they have to put the premium in there, and they don't.
You're right about that. I understand, but look, I don't think that I'm being dishonest. I think what's going on here is that you and I probably do not agree on these various parts of each candidate's platform.
Well,
now, there's nothing wrong with that, and that's going to happen. But, you know, to call up and to say, well, you're being dishonest, that's like I'm intentionally lying to you.
Jay, is Hillary Clinton Clinton's plan like John McCain? Or does Hillary Clinton's
yes.
plan... No. Or does Hillary Clinton's
no.
plan include a way
no.
to pay for
no.
it where John McCain's does not?
Yes, I agree. And I agreed with you in the
yes,
beginning.
So
of that.
They're different.
I agree.
So they are not the
I
same.
Agree.
So when you lump them together,
but I never said,
quite dishonest.
But I never said they were.
Yes, you did. The other day you said McCain's and Clinton's plan to do this will take money out of the Treasury.
It will, and it won't work.
But it won't take Clinton's plan, if it gets passed,
okay,
will not
right.
take money out of the Treasury.
All right.
Now, another one, Monday.
Well, all right, but hang on a second. Hang on a second. Okay? To say you're going to have this tax, all right,
mm-hmm.
it's one thing to say you're going to get it or you're going to have it. It's another thing to go through the Congress and try to deliver it.
And that's what everything, every candidate says about
and
everything.
You can't have an immediate halt to the gas tax at this particular time without backup funding in place. And right now there is no backup funding. Hang on. Let me do some stuff and I'll come back to you. Hang on.
Thank you.
I'll give you as much time as I can. Hang on. It's 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
Some really slow conditions for you folks heading south on I-25 from 104th to 84th, looking at speeds in the teens and even single digits already. Then breaks loose for a little while before the congestion starts again at 58th Avenue and takes you all the way down to Spear Boulevard. Also seeing a lot of traffic on 225, particularly for southbounders from Yosemite to I-25 into the Denver Tech Center. And in the high country, a jackknife semi on westbound I-70 near Copper Mountain. This is due to some slick conditions up there. The snow is coming down pretty good west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, cloudy with rain and snow showers and a high of 46 degrees. Right now, 43 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save at Walmart today. Get Sara Lee's soft and smooth 100% whole wheat bread, 20-ounce loaf, only $1.97. Land of Frost Deli.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's the oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse, airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly. You schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs into GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal right now, 30 days free. Free! And a month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
Virginia? Progressive. World's shortest Rockies commercial, Rockies Autos. You want to save money? You want to save on gas? Get a car that uses less. You can do that at Rockies, home of the largest selection of previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. They've got cars out there that get like 25 and 30 miles per gallon. So if your tank's getting dry and it's sucking your wallet and your bank account dry, the place to go is Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Want to invest in real estate but don't know how or where to start? The time is now to invest. Go to MyREFuture.com and sign up for a free, yes, free seminar May 10th. MyREFuture.com will show you why and how to invest in real estate and answer every other question you have. The time is now to invest in real estate. Go to MyREFuture.com. Click on RSVP Seminar and sign up today. MyREFuture.com for details. Wealth is not earned. It's created through investment.
Son, underage drinking is dangerous.
I know.
Teenagers know everything. So start talking before they're teenagers. Learn more at StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Looking to fly nonstop from Denver to Raleigh-Durham or Philadelphia? Southwest Airlines can get you to Raleigh-Durham or Philadelphia nonstop starting May 10th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you farther on nonstop flights. Visit southwest.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
All right, let me hurry up here because I want to get back to Jerry and give him plenty of time. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Rain, snow likely. High today, 43. Because, you know, I don't want to be unfair. Okay, Jerry, go ahead, man. It's yours.
Okay, Jerry, I was going to mention another one. Monday you talked about Hillary Clinton running ads down in North Carolina about Reverend Wright. Well, come Tuesday morning, here's Politico, and you can take for what you want with it. They're showing that Hillary Clinton actually was attacking McCain for talking about right, and that it was a right-wing group, 527, that was running the right political ads in North Carolina, not the Clintons.
All right, well, maybe I was wrong about that. I got the information from the Washington Post, but maybe the Post and I both were wrong. I'll concede that. That happens.
No, I know, but I mean...
But it doesn't... But Hold on a second. First of all, I concede that I could be wrong about that. But when you call somebody once again and you say that you're lying, lying means that I am willfully, okay, subverting the truth and not telling the truth, when indeed, and that I have some sinister motive, when indeed I don't have any sinister motive. I've read the story somewhere, and I repeated it, but I didn't do it to try to be unfair. I didn't do it to be sinister about it. I mean, this is the same thing that Republicans accuse us of doing.
Jay, it certainly did sound like it the way you went on, and then you didn't, you know, okay, I'll take you at your word that you didn't see the other article. But, man, when you start accusing somebody of something like that, you got to be on top of it. And there's another one, the race card issue. You blame the Clintons on the race card.
Yes, I do.
I remember right, it was Michelle Obama that said black people would be stupid not to vote for Obama.
But it was Bill. But it was
race card.
But it was
that
Bill.
That is racist.
But it was Bill Clinton. It was Bill Clinton who stood in South Carolina and tried to compare Barack Obama to Jesse Jackson to scare white voters. And it's been Bill Clinton who has made.
No, he didn't
these,
try to scare.
He was trying to scare white voters, man.
I didn't hear that scare part. What I heard him say is that Jesse Jackson running down in here, and I expected Barack to. I didn't hear anything about trying to scare anybody off. Or
well, He doesn't have to say it. Anybody who's lived in the South knows exactly what he's talking about.
And what about a black person would be stupid not to vote for Barack? That is a racist comment.
Well, I think
that's
she's right.
Black people stupid if they don't jump on the Barack's bandwagon.
Well, I think she's right.
Just because he's black? They have to vote for him because he's black?
Yeah.
Is that the rules now?
No. I don't think that's the rule. I don't think that, look, no, you know what? You know what? You know, I'm not going to sit here and argue. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, you're putting me in a really uncomfortable position because you're extremely angry. And I can't respond to you because what you want to do is you want to try to, like, dominate the conversation and out-talk
me. Well, and I do apologize.
And you know what? I can't deal with it. I mean, there's nothing I can do, and I'm not going to make you happy, but you're not going to accuse me of being a liar. You and I just see things differently, and that's what makes the world go around. But in the end, we're both on the same side. All right, stay dry. I got to go. I can't go any farther and deal with it. All right, coming up, we'll talk about Oil Boy Bob. Stand by.
Let's play a game. See if you can figure out what this is. Ready? It's a hole to climb out of. It's a mountain to climb over. And it's an epidemic in this country. Got it yet? It's debt. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, if you have to scrounge around every month just to make minimum payments, I'm talking to you. Liberty Relief is here to help. Here at Liberty Relief, we have two programs, different as night and day, for two very different kind of debt problems, debt consolidation and debt relief. Wondering which one's right for you? Find out, fast and easy, with a free call to Liberty Relief. Call 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444. One size does not fit all. One company does. Liberty Relief. Call 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444.
CPO.com.
Warranty run 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about roadside assistance and the certified pre-owned program.
Turn to the left.
with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Read it and weep, the bill for putting food on the table.
You kind of have to live with it and be careful what you buy.
It's getting a little scary.
Everybody is talking about the high price of food, even the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. It meets an hour from now to find out what's driving prices higher. Some experts blame Congress itself for pushing ethanol subsidies that have moved corn from the food supply to the fuel supply and driven up prices for a host of other foodstuffs. George Braley with Second Harvest will tell the committee how food relief groups are affected.
The food banks throughout the country are really strapped for food and resources. They're having to go out and buy food locally that they used to receive through donations.
Some people say they're trying to stretch the grocery dollar by stocking up when the price is right.
When I get something that we normally have at a bargain point, I buy quite a bit of it.
A fresh government report on the economy shows what appears to be a brisk increase in consumer spending, but take out big gains in food and fuel prices, and the increase isn't so big. The Labor Department says new unemployment claims were up by 35,000 last week. Pro-immigration groups hope that today's May Day rally in Los Angeles won't be anything like last year's. CBS's Steve Futterman has that.
Last year, police responded to rock-throwing by a small number of protesters by forcefully clearing out an entire rally of thousands. Videos showed police using batons, firing rubber bullets. The police response was roundly criticized. Two high-ranking commanders who were at the scene were reassigned. Police say they have learned from last year, and today's rallies will be handled much differently.
Is Joe College getting his money's worth? Live to CBS's Peter King. Yes or no, Peter?
Well, it's a maybe, Frank. A new report says little tuition money actually goes into the classroom. The Delta Cost Project says it goes mostly to things like research, financial aid, public outreach, maintenance, and student services. The report says U.S. schools have a low completion rate for all that money spent. One college president criticizes the report. He tells USA Today that it only focuses on operating costs. He says a more balanced view would also include capital investment like construction and technology.
Well, Los Angeles still has the dirtiest air in the country overall, but a new American Lung Association report says Pittsburgh has the air with the most soot.
Last year, police responded to...
Part of it is that we've made tremendous progress in California, and Los Angeles has shown progress in curbing short-term particle peaks. But also, there's some very dirty sources of air pollution in the Pittsburgh area.
Lung Association spokesman Peter Billings. In Israel, wailing sirens brought the daily routine to a stop as the nation paused, as it does every year, to remember 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust. Public ceremonies today will include the reading of names of Holocaust victims. Superdelegate and former Democratic Party Chairman Joe Andrews switching sides, throwing his support for president to Barack Obama. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your valve stem cover.
Thank you. No cameras.
No
applause.
Hold on. You're a what?
A valve stem cover.
A valve stem
cover? Yeah, I cover the valve stems on your tires.
Oh.
Ah, I know your tires inside and out. Mostly out.
Well, thanks, but I'll ask my Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer about tire inflation, rotation, special offer.
Fine, then I'll just keep doing what I do best.
And that is?
Covering valve stems.
Right.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Announcing the Orbit Sizzlin' Hot Vegas Sale. What, you ask, is this sale all about? Well, by removing the G from sizzling, Orbitz is able to pass along the savings to you. So you'll save $50 off vacation packages to Vegas for 3+ nights. Hit the town, lay out poolside, try your luck at the tables. But when you think Vegas, think the Orbitz Sizzlin' Hot Vegas Sale and leave off the last G for savings. Visit Orbitz.com to book your Vegas trip today.
Valid for travel 324 through 831-8, book by 518-08. See site for details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. If you're heading up to the high country, heads up.
Summit County had a little bit. Vail's really getting pounded. Right now, probably about 3 inches.
Snow falling mostly west of the divide. Down here, we should just get some rain along the Front Range today. School officials are worried after a Columbine High School exchange student didn't return from a trip to Washington, D.C. 17-year-old Mesbah Habibi was supposed to come back to Colorado over the weekend. He checked in at the airport. airport, but never got on the plane.
I think that definitely there's concern until we know exactly where he is.
Jeffco school spokesman says Habibi called his host family saying he was okay, but he didn't say where he was. He's a junior from Afghanistan. He's been living with the host family since August. State senators have backed a resolution comparing the deaths of American Indians to the genocide seen in the Holocaust. The non-binding measure passed by a vote of 22-12. All 12 no votes came from Republicans. At a rally for tourism at the state capitol.
Let's hear it for Colorado tourism.
Yeah, tourism is important to Colorado. How important?
27 million people visit Colorado each year, spending $9 billion and providing 200,000 jobs.
Colorado Governor Bill Ritter urging you to stay here in your state for your vacation this year. He's worried high gas prices may keep folks from other states from coming here this summer, but he's optimistic we will vacation closer to home. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Some police activity on the left shoulder of southbound I-25 south of Evans causing delays as you're trying to get to the tech center. It's also slow in those usual spots like westbound 76 on that approach to 88th all the way to I-25. It's also slow on I-25 in the southbound direction downtown where it's really bad is in the high country. We're seeing wintry driving conditions in existence between Vail and just east of the Eisenhower Tunnel where traffic is almost sitting still for westbounders on I-70 right around the Loveland ski area. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Heating costs rising, but your home's still cold? Let K&H help. Save 40% on your windows during the winter blowout sale. Be comfortable. Cut heating costs with my window guys at K&H Home Solutions. Call them today at 421-7100. That's 421-7100.
Someday, your worries will all go away. Boss wants a word? Word's a raise. Your worries over the financial decision to buy a home? They'll go away, too. Why not get started today with Wells Fargo Home Mortgage? From a priority buyer pre-approval to a home financing checkup, your Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant has ways to help you know you're making the right decision to buy a home. Seize your Sunday. Talk with Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
No dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
And if I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Okay, about you said the
foul dealers.
J. Marvin. This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, J.
Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Rain, snow likely, high today 43. And before we get on with this, I just want to say to Jerry in Brighton. Jerry, I Googled that Michelle Obama comment while we were in the news, and it appears to me that what you did was you took that out of context. I looked at two places, National Public Radio and also the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Michelle Obama quote that you gave me, number one, wasn't even what she said, and number two, you took it out of context. And we can go into that again another time, but that's I've given you two sources right there. All right, let's talk about Oil Boy Bob and the fact that Bob Schaefer has never apologized, nor really given us any explanation as to why he took this $13,000 trip to the Mariana Islands. Campaign Money Watch has renewed his demand that he explain and apologize for aiding convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. And as a matter of fact, we have David Conley with us from Campaign Money Watch, and they're planning on running an ad about this. David, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I think we have the audio. Do we have the audio? We have the audio of the ad. So let me run the audio of the ad first. Here it is. Well, we can't get it to play. Okay, explain basically what the ad says.
Sure. You know, Campaign Money Watch is a national organization that works to hold elected officials and politicians accountable for what they do in office and favors they do for their special interest contributors. And so this ad basically lays out the story that I think a lot of people in Colorado are concerned about, which is that Bob Schaefer took a $13,000 trip to the Northern Marianas Islands supposedly for a fact-finding mission, and when he was there, he He went parasailing. He decided to look at a few factories, but he claims he didn't see any of the abuses that had been widely reported by our own government. The U.S. Department of Interior actually had reported that there were forced abortions and other awful things happening to workers in these factories, and he claimed he didn't see any.
Okay, we have the audio of the ad ready here, so let's roll that, and then you can comment on it.
Sure. Do two wrongs ever make a right? We all teach our children that they don't, and we pray that they listen and learn. But sometimes they don't, and when they grow up, here's what can happen.
You get offered an all-expense-paid luxury trip paid for by someone you shouldn't give the time of day, and you take it.
That's what Bob Schaefer did, letting a front group for convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff pay for his trip to the Northern Mariana Islands was wrong.
You claim the trip is work, that you're doing an investigation, but your investigation doesn't find a thing.
Was he wrong? The U.S. Department of Interior investigated, too, and found sweatshops where women workers were forced to have abortions.
But Bob Schaefer says, I did not observe a forced abortion.
Did he look the other way?
And then you take thousands of dollars in political contributions from the business owners who run the sweatshop.
And that's wrong, too. How many wrongs does Bob Schaefer think it takes to make a right? Sign our petition at SchaeferFacts.com. Tell Bob Schaefer to clean up politics now.
Paid for by Campaign Money Watch.
All right. There it is. So you've got this website. Give it to us again.
It's SchaeferFacts.com. And at the website, people can sign the petition and also find out, read for themselves, all the information that has come out about this really awful situation on the islands. You know, and it's coming at a time when there's a bill right on President Bush's desk to fix the situation there, the immigration and labor laws that have allowed these awful conditions to take place on U.S. soil. And this is exactly the bill that Bob Schaefer helped Jack Abramoff, the convicted lobbyist, kill back in the early part of this decade.
Yeah, it's amazing. And he hasn't apologized for this. And as a matter of fact, as far as I know, and maybe I missed it, but he hasn't given any explanation for any of it.
Well, the conditions there are so awful that you just think that, you know, an elected official with their eyes open would have to say, we got to change this. And that's what the legislation that he stopped back in the early part of the decade would have done. And now we're finally getting that legislation to the president's desk. I'm actually very curious to find out whether Bob Schaefer would advise President Bush to sign this bill into law after it passed so overwhelmingly in the Senate and the House recently. And then to go further, you know, we think that the root cause of a lot of this is the fact that our elected officials and our politicians are out hat in hand raising money from wherever they can get it. There are a lot of good people caught in an awful system, but we need to change the entire system and have candidates like Bob Schaefer say, yes, it's time to overhaul this and support public financing of elections or other kinds of reforms that remove money from the money chase from our elected officials.
But it seems like we'll never get to that point. It seems like we don't have enough people on board congressionally to be able to get it done, that it gets blocked, and that, you know, lobbyists seem to write legislation and seem to run everything.
But we're getting there, you know, elected official by elected official. There are bipartisan bills in both chambers of Congress. Every year we see more support for it. And, you know, we can't just sit back on our hands thinking that, you know, one race in Colorado is not going to make the difference. If we have additional members of Congress elected who support reform, support public financing, then we're one step closer. And that's why it's important that that both candidates in this race support public financing. Representative Udall has in the past, and we hope he will in the Senate if he's there. And Bob Schaefer has not in the past, but we hope he changes his mind and literally repents for these past wrongs and comes aboard fixing not just the situation on the Mariana Islands, but also fixing the campaign finance system that caused so many of these problems.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We have the director of Campaign Money Watch, David Donnelly, with us. You don't really think, though, that he'll actually do this. I don't think he'll acknowledge any of this. I think he'll try to ride it out, and I think that if you and I and others don't keep bringing it up all the time, and we don't somehow, and I don't know how to do this, pressure the media, you know, once the campaign picks up a little bit more here, pressure the media into asking him these questions and getting him to answer these questions, I don't think that these questions will ever get asked. As a matter of fact, I don't know where he stands on anything. I'm serious. I mean, we're in the fifth year now of mission accomplished. I don't know what he thinks about Iraq. I don't know what he thinks about anything because he never says.
Well, and that's why, you know, this radio ad that you played is part of a $100,000 media campaign that also includes television ads that will run in Colorado Springs, down in the part of the state where I think Bob Schaefer has to pay attention to what the voters think there. And this is a type of story that makes everyone nervous, including those that are typically part of a conservative base. So I think he's going to have to reconcile what his actions were with his avoidance of these issues now. He's going to have to start talking about this in terms of you know, of apologizing for what he did, for his role, whether he thinks it's a small role or a large role in what happened in sweeping legislation under the rug, in preventing the situation from being fixed. He took a $13,000 junket. He went parasailing. He's going to have to reconcile that with the conditions that these women lived under for so many years on the Northern Marianas Islands.
Yeah, I'm particularly intrigued by the pro-life crowd. I'm intrigued by what they would say, what they would interpret about this. There have been some groups that have come out and have gotten on his case about this. But what's his larger explanation for women that are having to go through these forced abortions, which it's not voluntary? I mean, you know, they physically coerce the woman, and I mean, well, we all know what it is, and I don't know, how do you reconcile that? How do these people put this together?
Yeah, the only explanation is that they really turned a blind eye to it, and that the campaign money and that the junkets and the lifestyle was more important to them, and that is a pretty damning conclusion to come to. And so, you know, that's where Bob Schaefer has some explaining to do. I think he should come out and apologize for what he has done. I think he should talk about what he thinks ought to happen on these islands, whether the legislation pending in Congress or pending on the president's desk right now should be signed. I think he should talk about, you know, what kind of reforms should happen in Congress to fix this the money swamp that we see in Washington. You know, day in, day out, lobbyists, like you said, and big donors get their say over legislation while the rest of us get left out. Well, you know, Bob Schaefer needs to say, to let the voters of Colorado know whether he's going to be a different member of Congress or whether he's going to be the same as what we see there right now.
He also should explain how he raised close to $10,000 from these folks on that protectorate's politicians that he got, you know, and factory owners that he got like close to $10,000. And what did he ever do with? I mean, what is he going to do with the money? Is he going to return it? Did he spend it? What did he do with it? And why did he take the money from them? And then go to Congress and go to bat for them?
Right. Now, that's the real question is, why did he go to bat for them? You know, was it the contributions? Was it the junket? Why would he go to that length for $10,000? So, you know, and it's really it's an amazing story that we've seen in race after race after race around the country in 2006, and it's emerging in a couple of other contests in 2008, and it does not end well for elected officials and for politicians who refuse to come out and repent for what they've done. If Bob Schaefer will continue to play the game that he's had done nothing wrong, that it's the fault of others for bringing up these stories and twisting the whatever, he's going to be on the losing end of the stick in terms of public opinion and holding him accountable on this. So, you know, he ought to come out and foursquarely apologize and take actions to rectify this.
Have you tried to talk to his campaign directly about this?
No, but we have urged his campaign to sign on to the pledge that we have to urge all candidates to support public financing of elections. We've sent letters, we've faxed it, we've emailed the pledge to his campaign, and we haven't received any reply. And we've been doing that kind of work for about a month.
Hmm. All right, well, it's an excellent ad. When is it going to start airing?
It starts this morning, and it'll be running for about 2 weeks.
Oh, great. Well, you know what? Let's hope we get something out of them. I mean, you need to. We need to keep in touch, and you need to, you know, come back on and tell us what the result of that was. And I'm sure there are people listening who say, oh, gee, you know, Jay, you keep bringing this up every day. But I don't see how you can't keep bringing this up, because to me, this is exactly, okay, this is at the heart of what's wrong with the system. This is really getting in to the bone and the marrow of what's wrong. We can have debates about everything else going on, but a candidate taking this kind of money and taking this kind of junket and then giving excuses about it and trying to put it off on somebody else, I don't understand how, and I mean this in a bipartisan way, I don't understand how anybody can allow this to go on and not demand a, you know, accountable answers from this guy.
Well, I'd be glad to come back on and give you the results of what this this campaign has done. I think we're likely to see some kind of reply from the Schaefer campaign today, is my guess.
Yeah, well, it'll probably be the same thing. You're liberal. That's what they'll say.
Well, and we're a nonpartisan group, and so if he wants to say that, we have a, you know, a track record of calling out candidates of different parties, and you know, our focus is on trying to make the electoral system work for everyone, not just for those who can pay for a $13,000 junket or $10,000 in campaign contributions. Our focus is on making sure that average people have a say in the political process, and you know, Bob Schaefer could get behind legislation that would help make that happen, and that's, you know, that's what our goal is.
All right, give that website one more time.
It's SchaeferFacts.com.
SchaeferFacts.com. Okay, David, thanks, man. Appreciate you coming on and you know, helping to keep this issue in the forefront. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, come back on. Let's make a date in 2 weeks. And come back on and tell us if you ever got any response or if the campaign ever said anything to you.
Sure. I'll be glad to come back on, Jay. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Thanks for being on. I appreciate it. All right, there's Dave Donnelly. You can go to campaignmoney.org, too, by the way. Oh, and, you know, before we carry on here at 7:22, 22 minutes after 7, John, humor me and play that commercial one more time, that Bob Schaefer commercial.
Do two wrongs ever make a right? We all teach our children that they don't, and we pray that they listen and learn. But sometimes they don't, and when they grow up, here's what can happen.
You get offered an all-expense-paid luxury trip paid for by someone you shouldn't give the time of day, and you take it.
That's what Bob Schaefer did, letting a front group for convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff pay for his trip to the Northern Mariana Islands was wrong.
You claim the trip is work, that you're doing an investigation, but your investigation doesn't find a thing.
Was he wrong? The U.S. Department of Interior investigated, too, and found sweatshops where women workers were forced to have abortions.
But Bob Schaefer says, I did not observe a forced abortion.
Did he look the other way?
And then you take thousands of dollars in political contributions from the business owners who run the sweatshop.
And that's wrong, too. How many wrongs does Bob Schaefer think it takes to make a right? Sign our petition at SchaeferFacts.com. Tell Bob Schaefer to clean up politics now.
Paid for by Campaign Money Watch.
All right, 7:23.
Now's your chance to win $100,000 to save the earth.
An emotional occasion for me.
Or just make everyone green with envy. On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, let's get to it. Let me see if we can give you some money here. I feel kind of lucky today, and I hope you do too. We want to make you $100,000 richer, have your driver's license ready, and be the seventh person to call 303-631-2760 right now. That's 303-631-2760. Do it now, and good luck. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7, John Turk sees what kind of traffic luck you've got.
North of downtown, a couple problem areas. Got speeds in the single digits on NTs on westbound I-76 between 88th and I-25. And on southbound 25 from 120th down to 84th. Speed's a little better, but it's still crawling for eastbounders on 270. This from 76 to Vasquez. Same deal on 225 for southbounders. after Parker Road. Eastbound US 36 showing a little congestion once you get past Federal and make your trip up to the I-25. It looks like we got an accident or a stall. Something's going on westbound I-70 near Chambers in the high country on I-70. A jackknife semi making a mess of things westbound I-70 near Copper Mountain. Conditions in the mountains, pretty wet, slushy, and slick in spots west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, rain and snow showers will begin over the Front Range during the mid-morning commute. Highs this afternoon will hit the mid-40s. Winter storm warning remains in effect for parts of the northern mountains. We're up to 10 inches.
If you've never seen or worn Levion jewelry, you need to get to Jared the Galleria of Jewelry now. Jared has the largest collection of the very latest from the legend that is Levion. Gorgeous jewelry featuring precious and exotic colored gemstones, including the delicious new trend, Levion chocolate diamonds and cultured South Sea pearls. Come to Jared and see the work of one of the world's foremost jewelry designers.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
This song is about USA in the key of fabulous. Roll up the red carpet, it's the big award show. I'm on in this entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which girls are blooming and which have drifted, and which a Nile from rehab escaped. And to a shirty baby later donate. And who's adopting kids? Relations foreign. Whose movies are hit and whose is boring? I wanna be where the flashbulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN entertainment.
Let's play a game. See if you can figure out what this is. Ready? It's a hole to climb out of. It's a mountain to climb over. And it's an epidemic in this country. Got it yet? It's debt. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, if you have to scrounge around every month just to make minimum payments, I'm talking to you. Liberty Relief is here to help. Here at Liberty Relief, we have two programs, different as night and day, for two very different kind of debt problems, debt consolidation and debt relief. Wondering which one's right for you? Find out, fast and easy, with a free call to Liberty Relief. Call 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444. One size does not fit all. One company does. Liberty Relief. Call 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444.
789-9945. For more information, tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
One of my last customers had a little chip in her windshield, so she just left it. Then she was picking her kids up, she hit a bump, and the whole windshield went crack. If she'd have called Elite Safelite sooner, we probably could have repaired it. We inject a special resin into the chip. It's quicker than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
It's easy to maximize your engine's life and performance. Just change your oil. Right now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram filter for just $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
Son, underage drinking is dangerous.
I know.
Teenagers know everything. So start talking before they're teenagers. Learn more at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There's a lot you can do with $100,000. Have a gourmet salad with Al Gore. Hire Michael Moore to videotape your bar mitzvah. Reimburse Elliot Spitzer's entertainment bill.
Who wrote that?
Or you could just keep the cash and make everyone else green with envy. Listen to win $100,000 from AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
All right, 7:28, 28 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you, State Senator Morgan Carroll coming up. And let's find out from Mr. Turk. James Clark was the seventh caller, but somehow we can't connect back up with James Clark because there's so many of you calling in on the contest line.
Well, that helps if you have your phone on. James, come on, James, turn your phone on.
Poor John. Turn your...
I'm going to go crazy today. I may go ballistic today on somebody. Not James. It's not James. It's everything in here.
You don't have any firearms, do you?
No. It's a good thing.
All right. Yeah, you can't give us your number and then not turn your phone on. I mean, that's just not kosher. So what do we do with
James? What number you got for him?
All right. Do you have his license number?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I love hearing this phone ring behind me, too. That's the real...
Take it off the hook.
Joy.
We have a winner.
Rip it off out of the wall.
Seriously.
Okay, I'll stop dialing. I know I'm making you crazy.
No, you're fine. Give me the last four numbers. Or do you want the last four numbers of James's
I need his. I need his numbers.
All right. The last four numbers of James' driver's license number, 9853.
Nope. Sorry. It was 1741, but we'll send James $100 just for playing the contest. 7:30. It's 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive talk. Turk and I are going to have an absolute frickin' meltdown in here this morning. All the angry callers and emailers and everything else. I'm telling you, people can't control themselves. Okay. One of the problems, you know, with government is a lot of us don't know what's happening, don't understand what's happening. We don't get what's going on. And part of it is because we're busy leading our lives, and we're just trying to make it through sun up to sun down. But there are things going on in state government that will benefit you and I directly. But the problem is we don't a lot of times know about them, so we don't do anything about them. And one of the things that is a huge, huge, huge issue is insurance. I mean, this is a big thing. I saw our insurance premiums yesterday, Mary and mine. And we've got a great agent. And our insurance company, we've never had any trouble with them. And we've had a couple of claims. But it really hasn't been bad. But the thing is, insurance companies can turn around and they can just raise your rates at any time and they don't have to justify it. Now, do you think that's right? I personally don't think it's right. I personally think it's wrong. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk to State Representative Morgan Carroll coming up, and we're going to talk to her. She's such a stand-up person. We're going to talk to her about this bill called the FAIR Act. And we're going to get the ins and outs of this whole thing. And I want, well, you don't have to, but I'd like for you to kind of pay attention to this. Because this is important that this get passed. And it's important that we get busy. And it's important that we bug our state legislators about this. 7:32, 32 minutes after 7. And AM 760, Progressive Talks. We got,
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers. It's mycarnow.com. The selection is sick. And with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What's waiting for? It's mycarnow.com.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's the oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse, airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly, you schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs into GoToMeeting and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal right now, 30 days free. Free! And a month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
That's why at Wells Fargo we offer all kinds of solutions to help you meet your business needs today. From loans and lines of credit to automated payroll and innovative cash management solutions. After all, We are experienced professionals who will understand your needs and help you find just the right solution. Seize your someday. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about how we can help your business. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Oh, here it is.
And look at that.
We got a door.
I like it with the windows in
there. Yeah. I'm going to go inside, see how my new knobs work.
Okay. Ah!
Absolutely fabulous.
It's time to make a grand entrance. Find the perfect doors and windows with our new project advisor at HomeDepot.com. And right now, save 20% on select special order doors and windows. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through May 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Right now, there are tremendous opportunities available in commercial real estate. No matter what your need is, industrial, office space, retail, or multifamily, the National Association of Realtors wants you to know that the commercial real estate market remains fundamentally sound. When you decide to buy, lease, or invest, make sure you work with a commercial member of the National Association of Realtors, someone who is a knowledgeable and professional resource. To learn more, visit the commercial section of Realtor.org. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today.
Minutes after the hour, on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rain, snow, likely it's spitting it here. 45 degrees is supposed to be the high today. God, I sound like a top 40 disc jockey. 45 degrees. Okay, anyway, this is very important, the FAIR Act. And on the line is one of the best people I know, State Representative Morgan Carroll. You're really a stand-up person, you know that?
Hey, thanks, Jay. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, and it's been a long time since we've talked, but I wanted to get you on to talk about this FAIR Act. First of all, talk about what it'll do for the residents of Colorado who have insurance, which is, you know, what, almost 80-90% of us?
It is. I mean, and we've known about the crisis of the uninsured for a while, but I think, as Michael Moore Sickle pointed out, that there's a serious crisis for the rest of us that are trying to afford premiums and get any kind of coverage through that. The FAIR Act comes from researching 50 states to really see what the states can do to help affordable access to insurance. And what it does is it requires insurance companies to justify their rate hikes before they could take effect. It gives our state's insurance commissioner the power and obligation to reject unjustified rate hikes. And in the process, it brings unprecedented transparency. So we will be collecting data for the first time and making it available to the public on where every health care dollar is going in Colorado, so that we can make future policy decisions based on data and so that consumers would have the information they would need in order to make informed choices in health care. Just quickly, models like this have saved consumers hundreds of millions of dollars in rate hikes in a state like Colorado. Frankly, just get kind of rubber stamped right on through.
You must be encountering a lot of resistance from the insurance companies.
Boy, is that an understatement. We have about 45 or so insurance lobbyists full-time in the state of Colorado, and they're good at their job. You know, I knew what the opposition would be. But, you know, and some of your listeners may have actually joined in on this. I knew it was going to have to be a people's campaign. The bill is alive and well and being heard in Senate Appropriations this morning. And, you know, we had almost 4,000 citizens petition in support of the FAIR Act in order to fight back on the cost of health insurance premiums. We've had a huge grassroots effort, letter-writing campaign. And so it's really been the people versus the insurance lobbyists, and it's been a close call, but so far the people have been winning out.
All right, so those folks who are just finding out about this for the first time, how can they, and how can all of us, how can we all get involved to make sure that this thing gets through and that we can beat back the pressure of the lobbyists?
We are in the last couple of days. For anyone who has any ability or interest in helping with this, now is the time to help. We need calls and emails going out to our state senators in Colorado and calls to Governor Ritterack asking and encouraging his support for sign of the measure. I do think he'll sign it, but it's been very controversial, and I think getting those letters of support both on the Senate side, we've already passed it out of the House, so we need to focus on our state senators in our governor, and if anyone can take just 60 seconds to drop a line to their state senator or to Governor Ritter, it really, really would make a difference. By way of backdrop, there's some really damning data that shows how much waste the insurance industry is sitting on, about $98 billion of excess administration, which is more than it would take to insure every uninsured American in the entire country. And they're sitting on about $600 billion of surpluses. That's not what they need to pay those claims. That's not even their executive salaries, profits, anything like that. So $600 billion in slush funds we're paying for. And, we get sicker. You get numb to what numbers mean after a while. That's more than the gross domestic product of 193 countries. And then when you get into the fact that this is one of the most top profitable industries in the country and CEO salaries and stock options run tops, when we think we're paying more for less, it's because we are. When you look at the percentage of our health care dollar, our premium dollar, that's actually being spent on health care, it's getting worse and worse, lower and lower, and Colorado is faring worse than the rest of the country because we don't have this kind of oversight. So we're paying the seventh highest premiums in the country, even though we're one of the most healthy states in the United States, and that's because we have a rubber stamp of a process that's really a no-oversight model. And the concentration of ownership in the insurance industry is so few companies own so much, we will never see competitive downward price pressure. And so if we're waiting for them to do it on their own, we're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah, I think so. 7:41, 41 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. State Representative Morgan Carroll on the line. We're talking about the FAIR Act, so people should get involved with this. And you know what? This is going to sound like a dumb question, but this is a very controversial. Why? Because they're scared of transparency, right?
Well, they're scared of transparency because it's going to show that they are a piece of the problem. Now, in fairness, we're also going to learn about the cost of pharmaceuticals, how much hospitalizations are costing us. You know, we'll get some administrative figures. We'll learn some tax information. We'll see how much they're spending on advertising. So it's not just them, but the transparency is going to be exposing some data that, you know, is going to make some people uncomfortable. The real other piece that they hate is having any kind of oversight on rates is really a change in the balance of power in favor of consumers. And we have been experiencing double-digit rate increases that probably much of which would be blocked, or at least it would slow down the pace of growth, which of course affects their bottom line. So, you know, the honest answer to this is the insurance lobby is nervous because we've been the profit playground for them in Colorado. And this bill says, wait a minute, you cannot keep coming to us with double-digit increases, cutting our benefits every year, increasing our co-pays and deductibles, denying your claims, and keep raising at rate, you know, 98% over 7 years. That's just not acceptable.
No, it's not. All right, let me just change this subject for a second, and also let me disclose that I have given campaign money to Representative Morgan Carroll. You're running for the Senate. Talk about that a little bit.
I am running for the Senate. It's Senate District 29 out in Aurora. I have an opponent. I haven't met her yet, but it's going to basically be twice the size of my House district, so it's an opportunity to represent twice as many people in the state of Colorado. And, right now I'm obviously a little bit more focused on the legislature, but we're going to have to kick up here really as fast as next week.
Okay, and if people in Aurora want to get involved in helping you to get to the Senate, where do they go?
SenMorganCarroll.com, SenMorganCarroll.com. They can go to SenMorganCarroll.com, and we have everything people can do to get involved, to volunteer, to help make contributions, to support. If they want to get updates on information, town hall meetings, SenMorganCarroll.com, and it'll give them everything anyone wants. If they want to keep helping progressives move to the Senate, I'd obviously be very grateful.
All right, I got a couple of more quick questions for you. State employees' right to strike. Now, isn't the Democratic Party supposed to be on the side of labor? If so, why did Jim Riesberg do what he did in regards to labor? And you were the only one who voted no against his proposal.
Yeah. You know, it really split Democrats on this because Governor Ritter's executive order never gave state workers the right to strike anyway, and there were certain lobbyists in the business community that were beating the drum with the Republicans saying, oh, my God, people are going to strike and government's going to shut down. And I think politically they said, uh-oh, well, we better just put this in statute that is really, 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 really clear that they don't have the right to strike. My problem with the bill and the approach is not only did it prohibit it, but it made it a crime. And I think, you know, just from my personal philosophy, I believe in a worker's right to organize. I believe in a worker's right to strike. I think it's part of their First Amendment speech rights. And I certainly don't think criminalizing it's a good idea. That being said, they probably never had the right to strike in the first place. So it was largely just to, you know, clarify that.
Well, it was a symbolic slap and an overreaction at labor. So Jim Riesberg is a Democrat from Greeley. What's up with that? I mean, is he not? I'm not asking you to answer for him, but you were there. I mean, I'm not asking you to attack him, but I just—it's like you're a Democrat and you would author a bill, you would go along with a bill that would prohibit workers' right to strike, and a bill that you wouldn't need.
Yeah, you know, labor was split on this. Part of labor was asking for it so that they could really protect the executive order, which is probably one of the best moves for workers' rights we've had, and there was a real split on strategy. You know, some people said, we need this so we can move on, so we can make real progress about collective bargaining and the state executive order, and some, you know, for many people, they were like, this feels so, you know, not what any of us really stand for to actually do to prohibit it, but we have state workers saying we don't want the right to strike anyway. So it really was a division. I mean, we had folks in labor saying support it. We had folks in labor saying no. I think the folks who were carrying it thought they were doing something helpful both for Ritter and for protecting the executive order. And, you know, just for me personally, you know, I'm not comfortable using it to make points like that. I mean, I had to ask myself at the end of the day, do I or don't I think it should be time for state workers to strike? And I just couldn't vote for that.
Okay. Now, last question, and this may sound dumb, but I got to ask it anyway.
Okay.
You're not, are you a superdelegate or are you?
No, I'm not. I am, at this point, I'm in queue. Everybody else, we're not important enough at the state level. So I'm a delegate at this point. I'm a candidate for national delegate, and that's yet to be determined whether I actually get elected. But I'm not automatically a delegate for the DNC, and I think like a lot of folks that are very energized, I'm pretty excited and hoping maybe, you know, but I have to do it the hard way like everybody else and hopefully get elected to the process to go to the convention.
Okay. You endorsing anybody?
I am. I've endorsed Obama early, a while ago. I'm pretty excited with where he's going on things. I have not ever supported the idea of an individual mandate to buy health insurance. It concerns me given their track record is to overcharge and underdeliver, and it's the one approach the industry likes. His health care plan is one that makes me more comfortable, and this may not be a surprise to you, but both John Edwards and Obama have been talking earlier about really taking on some of the special interests and lobbyists and the need for some good government reforms at the federal level, and I can't help but say that that's a guy after my own heart. And problematic as these issues are at the state level, it's 10 times worse at the federal. So I'm grateful to someone who's willing to actually bring that discussion out. I think Hillary Clinton is a fantastic person, and I think she's getting dissed for a lot of wrong reasons, but I just happen to be more excited about Obama.
Okay, and State Representative Gwen Green called to say that she and others did vote against the Riesberg bill. So there were others in there. I just didn't read about them. The quote I saw in the paper was just you. And I'd like to get Riesberg on here and get him to answer about this because Democrats have got to back labor 100%. I mean, I don't understand why we wouldn't.
You know, I think just being very clear that workers' rights are human rights, workers' rights are civil rights. The majority of people in this state and in this country are workers and are not the CEO class. So it's really, you know, supporting labor is about supporting ordinary citizens, you know, in the bread and butter stuff, about having a decent wage and a secure pension, and it's all about quality of life for everyday people. And, you know, the fact that that could or would ever be controversial, frankly, you know, still mystifies me a little bit. Yeah, in the article you read about, Jay, was at a committee. I was the lone no vote on that, and by the time it came to the floor, a few more Democrats definitely joined in and also voted against that.
Okay, well, I'm glad you cleared that up. All right, give your campaign website one more time so people know where to go to get involved.
Thanks, Jay. It's at SendMorganCarroll.com.
All right, SendMorganCarroll.com. All right, well, it's good to have you on, Is it send or fund, Morgan Carroll? It's send, right?
Yeah, it says in senator. I mean, right now I'm state rep, and my current website is repsmorgancarroll.com, but it's S-E-N, as in hopefully future senator, and then just my name, morgancarroll.com.
Well, you will be. You will be a senator. I think most of us think that the state of Colorado is lucky to have you. Thank you, Morgan, for coming on. I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, there's State Representative Morgan Carroll, who is also running for the Senate. So if you're out in Aurora, help Morgan out. 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We had a look at traffic, but, gee, I just want to play that Bob Schaefer thing one more time. Bye. I won't do it, John. I won't do it to you. I won't do it to you.
You want to hear?
No,
you want it right here?
No, we'll do traffic, and then if we have time, we'll do it.
They call that a tease in the radio business.
Yeah. Oil boy. Oil boy Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing to my left, weighing in it, it's Oil Boy Bob. Sounds like a wrestler, doesn't it?
Yeah, he could be.
Representing oil and big business interests, it's Oil Boy Bob.
Iron Oil Bob.
Iron Oil Bob. Direct from the Marianas Islands, ladies and gentlemen. All right, 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Traffic, John.
Stop-and-go conditions in a few areas going on right now. First, westbound Boulder Turnpike, this from Sheridan to Church Ranch Road. Also, southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. You always see it there. And finally, on westbound I-76 from 88th down to I-25. Got a lot of volume elsewhere on the freeways, but no accidents. Southbound 225 from I-70 to Alameda, and again from Parker Road to the Tech Center. Eastbound 270 is also full, beginning at I-76, as is eastbound C-470. From Broadway to Quebec. Working accidents right now, 46th and Peoria, and on westbound I-70 in the high country, a jackknife semi near Copper Mountain. Today's forecast, rain and snow. Showers will begin over the Front Range during the mid-morning commute. Highs this afternoon will hit the mid-40s. Winter storm warning continues for parts of the northern mountains. We could get up to 10 inches of snow above 9,000 feet. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool with a small chance for an isolated shower or two. Look for a high of 48. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
People can't wait to vote. I think that the young kids have had it with this crap.
Is the Republican Party going to use Reverend Wright against Barack Obama? Yes, of course.
Definitely a setback.
He's being defined now by the media and in the media.
First it was he black enough? Well, is this black enough for you?
Only in America, right? McCain has got a lot of it, too. Right now, he's getting a pass by the media, basically.
It's sad, but mathematically, she's out of the game. And if her last name wasn't Clinton, she'd be out of the game.
Campaign 2008 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Which way do you want to spend the rest of your life? Living in debt or living debt-free? Yes, you have a choice. Even if you have $5,000 or more in debt, you can be on the path to a debt-free life. Starting right now. Because I'm going to tell you a little secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. How to settle your credit card debt for less than what you owe. All you have to do is call 800-CREDIT-CARD-DEBT for free information that will help you eliminate your credit card debt for good. Call 1-800-900-8407. Imagine not feeling overwhelmed by growing debt and monthly payments you can't make. Imagine cutting your credit card debt by thousands. Imagine living debt-free. Let us help you settle your credit card debt today for thousands less than you owe. You can change your life just by calling 1-800-900-8407 for your free information today. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Listen to Wealth Preservation Strategies every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Let John Russell show you how to create infinite wealth. That's every Saturday between 3 and 5 p.m. Wealth Preservation Strategies on AM 760.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Whether you're concerned about gas mileage or you need something bigger or you've always wanted an SUV, whatever the situation is, Rockies Autos covers it because they have the largest selection of clean, previously owned, late model vehicles in all of Colorado. It's just huge, the selection out there. And I just can't talk about that enough. So if gas mileage is a problem and you want to get something that's more economical, Rockies can help you out. They've got Volkswagen and Honda and Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, Ford, Chevy. Or maybe you're looking for a truck for your business. Maybe you're looking for something to cart the family around in. Maybe you're just tired of what you're driving. Rockies is the place to go. They have their matching down incentive going on, which will save you money. And also, they want to see your trade-in. A lot of dealerships will say, so show me your trade-in. But they don't really do that. You know, they don't really do it. They do what's called in the car business, kicking your trade. Rockies won't do that. They're open tonight until 9, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com or get out there and see them. Corner 63rd and Federal.
How much are you paying for Quest phone service? Think about it. Now you can get phone and internet from Comcast for one low price. $49.90 a month, every month. Introducing the new everyday double play from Comcast. Get Comcast internet with McAfee security included. It's ideal for surfing, shopping online, and email. And you'll enjoy Comcast digital voice local with more, with unlimited local calling and 12 popular features. Get phone and internet together for just $49.90 a month, every month, from Comcast. Two great services for less than you might be paying for Quest phone service. An offer this good doesn't come along every day. Until now. Call 1-800-COMCAST and save big. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to residential customers. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Activation fee may apply to digital voice. For details, call 1-800-COMCAST.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
All right, it's 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, rain, snow likely, high today, 43. Do we have time to us? We don't have time. No, okay. I wanted to squeeze in that oil boy Bob spot again, but we don't have time, so we'll play it at another little bit later in the show. Well, you get what I'm trying to say, right? You don't? Now, you think we got time? All right, let's do it. Listen to this.
Do two wrongs ever make a right? We all teach our children that they don't, and we pray that they listen and learn. But sometimes they don't, and when they grow up, here's what can happen.
You get offered an all-expense-paid luxury trip paid for by someone you shouldn't give the time of day, and you take it.
That's what Bob Schaefer did, letting a front group for convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff pay for his trip to the Northern Mariana Islands was wrong.
You claim the trip is work, that you're doing an investigation, but your investigation doesn't find a thing.
Was he wrong? The U.S. Department of Interior investigated, too, and found sweatshops where women workers were forced to have abortions.
But Bob Schaefer says, I did not observe a forced abortion.
Did he look the other way?
And then you take thousands of dollars in political contributions from the business owners who run the sweatshop.
And that's wrong, too. How many wrongs does Bob Schaefer think it takes to make a right? Sign our petition at SchaeferFacts.com. Tell Bob Schaefer to clean up politics now.
Paid for...
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's a oxymoron, if ever I heard one. No one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse, airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly. You schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs in to GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal. Right now, 30 days free free, and a month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
To mention 24-hour roadside assistance. So put the pedal to the proverbial metal and begin your Lexus ownership experience before June 2nd. Only at Cooney Lexus, Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, and Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood. To learn more, visit LexusCPO.com.
Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. See your participating Lexus dealer for details about roadside assistance and the certified pre-owned program.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Anyone who shops knows feeding a family is getting more expensive all the time.
You have to separate your needs from your wants. We're just cutting down.
What's going on? That's the question. A congressional hearing that's about to begin.
The economy is quickly becoming the preoccupation of Congress. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Americans are being squeezed at every possible pressure point, at the gas pump, the grocery store.
It's the grocery store that will be the focus of today's hearing by the Joint Economic Committee that Schumer chairs, looking at what's going on with the suddenly skyrocketing prices for basics like bread and eggs. One issue that may come up is whether Congress helped cause this by providing subsidies for ethanol that have vastly increased the price of corn. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Pentagon's encouraging troubled veterans to get psychiatric help. Live to CBS's Peter King. How, Peter?
Well, Frank, it's being announced today. Troops applying for security clearance won't have to say if they've ever had therapy related to past jobs. Paul Rykoff is executive director of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
It's a recognition by the Pentagon and by Secretary Gates that we've got to do more to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health injuries for returning veterans and the military in general.
One reason for the change.
6 out of 10 military members told us that they were fearful that seeking care would harm their career.
Dr. Carolyn Rabinowitz is president of the American Psychiatric Association, which conducted the survey.
Newly released Pentagon documents show that military interrogators in Iraq ignored a directive aimed at ending abusive practices. ACLU lawyer Amrit Singh sees a conspiracy of silence to keep abuse hidden.
Medics were witnessing abuse of prisoners in Iraq, but were not reporting this abuse and in some instances actually appearing to cover it up.
A government report after the Abu Ghraib scandal found that no uniformed or civilian leaders directed or encouraged the prisoner abuses in Iraq, Afghanistan, or Guantanamo Bay. Superdelegate and one-time Democratic Party chairman Joe Andrew is jumping ship on Hillary Clinton and throwing his support to Barack Obama at this hour. CBS's Dean Reynolds says it's a sorely needed Band-Aid for a campaign that's been hemorrhaging.
What it is a psychological stopgap for Obama at a time when his campaign is in trouble. It's good to pull a Joe Andrew out of your hat.
A big May Day immigration rally in Los Angeles last year began peacefully but ended badly.
Move her back away from the skirmish line or you're under arrest.
Police hope new tactics and technology will prevent a rerun when pro-immigrant demonstrators hit the streets later today. There's something new under the sun, all that soot in the air over Pittsburgh.
For the first time, a city outside of California is at the top of one of our most polluted lists. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is number one for short-term particle pollution.
Peter Billings with the American Lung Association. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 31 points. NASDAQ is up more than 21. This is CBS News.
Oh, infant.
Here it is.
And look at that.
We got a door.
I like it with the windows in
there. Yeah. I'm going to go inside, see how my new knobs work.
Okay.
Ah! Absolutely fabulous.
It's time to make a grand entrance. Find the perfect doors and windows with our new project advisor at HomeDepot.com. And right now, save 20% on select special order doors and windows. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through May 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Tomorrow on the Discovery Channel, adventure has a face and a pretty cool name, too.
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls is back with new episodes of Man vs. Wild, going toe-to-toe with Mother Nature. See who flinches first.
Oh, I'm really looking for this next day.
In Siberia, Namibia, and the Ring of Fire. All new challenges, same old bear.
I've got to get a different job.
Man vs. Wild with Bear Grylls. New episodes begin tomorrow at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update.
three strikes and you're out. GOP State Representative Douglas Bruce in hot water again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, several colleagues say Bruce is now facing a sexual harassment charge filed by a Capitol staffer. Bruce met with House Speaker Andrew Romanoff to discuss the allegations. Nobody's saying exactly what went down, but Bruce has now been ordered to stay away from the woman who filed the complaint. Prosecutors now asking a federal appeals court to rethink their decision granting Joe Nocio a new trial. The former Quest CEO had his insider trading conviction thrown out after the court ruled the judge was wrong to exclude some defense testimony. What impact will high gas prices have on Colorado tourism? Don Elliman with the Governor's Office of Economic Development says tourist numbers should hold their ground.
It's going to have an effect on the drive-in traffic from distant places, but I think it'll keep a lot of Coloradans here in Colorado when they might have considered driving further away.
Elliman says what you pay for gas is really just a small portion of the cost of a typical family vacation. And the cops say two CU students have been arrested after being caught with a bow and arrows as they roamed the campus trying to hunt a raccoon. CU police say the two guys had a camouflage case and a book of hunting tips when an officer saw them lurking in some bushes near the chemistry building. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No raccoons on this drive, but we are seeing some slow speeds on I-25 downtown. Eastbound 270 is also dragging between York and Vasquez. Speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s in spots there. We're also seeing some delays in those usual spots like southbound 2 1/4 coming off that Parker curve up past Yosemite. Now it's snowing in the mountains. Light flurries around the metro coming down a little harder as we speak, especially on the west side to the south, making your way to and from Castle Rock. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Insects damaging your trees and shrubs? You need Bayer Protect and Feed. Just mix with water and apply to the soil around the base of the tree for 12 months systemic protection. Bayer Protect and Feed at your favorite independent garden center, including Nick's Garden Center and Country Fair stores.
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big gun.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Well, every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people? Or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain and snow likely. High today, 43. Boy, this is an interview and a topic that I've wanted to talk about for a long time, so I hope you enjoy this as much as I'm going to enjoy doing it. The brand new book is called Pure Goldwater, by Barry M. Goldwater Jr. and John W. Dean. It's the personal wisdom, wit, and worldview of the man who launched the modern conservative political movement in America. And just to give you a little information about Barry M. Goldwater Jr., he was a member of the legendary Goldwater family from Arizona. At the age of 30, Barry won a seat in Congress, the beginning of 8 such wins. He and his father made U.S. history as one of the few father-son pairs ever to serve in Congress simultaneously. And should I call you Congressman or should I call you Barry? Which one would be better?
You call me Barry.
All right, I'll call you Barry.
That's my name.
As you know, this is a liberal and a progressive talk station, and many people out there may not be old enough to remember your father or have a good recollection of your father, or maybe they kind of know who your father is, but they don't really know the ins and outs. And I mean, I'm of the generation of the famous Daisy bomb ad that Lyndon Johnson had out, which, by the way, turned out not to be what Lyndon Johnson was about, but that's history. We can't refight that again. But I know you get asked this question a lot, and I want to ask you it. What do you think your father would think about the Republican Party and about partisan politics in this country today?
I think my father, Senator Goldwater, would be very ashamed of the Republican Party today. He would think that it has become everything that they ran against. I think in terms of what's going on today, I think my father would be very upset and alarmed at the kind of politics that's being waged. The all this trash that's going on is, I think he would think it'd be a distraction. And that instead of talking about somebody's religion or somebody's minister, they ought to be talking about the issues and talking about what they can do for this country. My father was a pretty straight shooter, and he didn't mince words.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, you ask him a question, you got a straight answer, basically, and everybody knew whether... You know, that's something else. Everybody knew that he would give you a straight answer. And there was a different kind of feeling in America back when your father was running for president and back in the days when your father was in the Senate. And that was that, okay, maybe you didn't agree with Senator Goldwater, but you at least were able to respect Senator Goldwater, and you felt like, okay, you know, we can work together to make things happen in America. Now, in the year 2008, that seems to be gone.
Yes, it is. When I served in the Congress, when my father was there, it was a fun place to be. We all got along. We debated fiercely, and we were able to get together later and play basketball or go to dinner. Today, you go to the halls of Congress, and you feel the anger. You feel the animosity, you know, the getting even kind of attitude. And I don't know why that is, but it's there. And even in politics, the anger that you feel and you hear. Yes, Lyndon Johnson ran that Daisy commercial, which was brilliant, and probably was the beginning of what you call dirty politics, or maybe it was creative politics, but nevertheless, it was below the belt. But it was all done in good fun, so to speak. And they went on and didn't hold grudges. But today, there's a lot of shouting going on.
Yeah, and people seem to hold grudges. 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The book is Pure Goldwater by Barry M. Goldwater, Jr. and John W. Dean. And we've got Congressman Goldwater on the line here. I know I heard John Dean. I was almost going to say John W. Dean. Well, this is his name, John W. Dean. But I heard John Dean talking about this book. You guys were roommates, and you wanted to work on this. You wanted to put this together for a long, long time. How long had you been talking about this project?
Oh, this has been going on for many years. John, of course, was a legal counsel to Richard Nixon. But before that, he and I were roommates in high school in Virginia. So we've been friends all our life, and he was very close to my father. And, in fact, he and my father were going to write a book together before he passed away. So we found my father's journals, his diaries, his memoirs, and they were rich, full of history and political backroom kinds of activities that were going on. And John and I couldn't resist the temptation to expose those to people who perhaps had not lived through the 60s and the 50s and were interested in politics and history. So it took us about 7 months to put the book together. I think it reads pretty well.
I want to ask you about some observations that your father made. First of all, what was your father's true feeling about Richard Nixon?
Well, he supported Richard Nixon most of Nixon's political life. He made speeches for him. He went to bat for him. He carried his legislation. But in the end, when Watergate was broiling in Washington, Nixon's true colors came out. And my father was very disappointed when Nixon started lying. And that's when the relationship ended. It was a sad moment in my dad's life, but it was one that he had to face up to.
Wasn't your father part of a contingent of Republican legislators, Congress people who went to Richard Nixon and said to him, look, you're going to have to step down, you're going to have to do something because we can't keep going on with this?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that did happen. But all through this time, my father and Richard Nixon would get together at the White House or at Camp David or even out in California. And Nixon asked my father for a lot of advice. And in Pure Goldwater is a lot of examples of these meetings that they had. And But then in the final analysis, when Watergate came to a head, he and Congressman John Rhodes and Senator Hugh Scott from Pennsylvania went to the White House, and my father went to the White House and told Nixon he did not have the votes to survive the impeachment.
And did they, because, you know, a lot of us, what we know of this is either what we've read in history or what we read in the papers or heard in the media at the time. Did they work out the deal for him to step down, or did they just lay the information to, on his doorstep, and then he decided what he was going to do?
Yeah, that's basically what happened. I think Nixon decided, and he just wanted somebody to talk to, and called these people, my father, up to the White House. I don't think there's a lot of details on this in Pierre Goldwater, and as I recall, Nixon wanted to know what the vote would be, and so my father and the two others went up there and told him, and that's basically the only role that he played.
Your father was a proponent of what? Small government, right?
Yes, small federal government, lower taxes, greater individual freedom, and honesty in government.
We don't seem to have any of those things.
Well, I wish I could say that the Republican Party used to stand for that. Conservatism used to stand for that. And back in 1994, when the Republicans took over the Congress, all of a sudden they became what they had campaigned against. And there was corruption, and there was padding of the federal budget. There was huge deficits, and I think my father would be very upset with the Republicans today.
When you talk about this, and you obviously must talk to other conservatives, and you must talk to Republicans about this, what reply do they give you?
You know something, most Republicans would agree. And they're looking for leadership within the Republican Party. We're hoping that John McCain can carry the torch. I think that's yet to be decided. But there needs to be a new Ronald Reagan or a new Goldwater who can rally the troops and carry the message and be able to communicate it to the American people. And I think there's a void right now, and they're looking for some kind of leadership.
What do you think the high was for your father? What do you think his biggest political high was?
Wow, that's a good one. He had so many accomplishments, and I would say I don't know. You know, I can't answer that. I really don't know what it would be. Maybe the fact that he had the opportunity to work for his country, to make his country a better place. He had a great love affair with his country and certainly with the state of Arizona. And he loved that flag. He was a patriot. He served in the military and was proud of it. I think those were kind of the things that made him feel good.
Was his losing the presidency, was that the ultimate low?
I don't think so. I think he knew he was going to lose it when he went into it. He was prepared for that, and the real reason that he went into it is he felt somebody had to be the standard bearer for those core values that he stood for and talked about all the time: limited government, liberty, strong national defense, smaller government. That was very important. He was concerned that we were sliding into socialism, and he often questioned in the book Pierre Goldwater, have we gone too far and can't come back? So he was prepared to lose that presidential race, but felt that somebody had to do it, and so he stepped forward.
How old were you then when he ran for president?
Well, I was about 21, 22. I just started my career as a stockbroker, and then I took off a year and campaigned for him.
All right, so your father calls you up one day and says...
Actually, didn't call me up. I just stepped forward.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about when he told you he was going to do this.
Oh, no, he just said he was going to do it, and I said the whole family said we're going to be with you. And so, and that's normal. Most families get out there and campaign for their dad or for the candidate. I've been doing it all my life, ever since he first ran for the city council back in 1948.
Whoa.
I have always been out there. I remember in those days we'd hammer little signs on the telephone poles with a tack.
So that was campaigning back in 48, right?
Yeah, that was campaigning. You hang a sign on the fence, and you get together for a picture for the family, and they run that in their brochures. And it was nonstop throughout my years. I was always involved in politics, and I never really had a desire to go into it, but all of a sudden I was there.
Well, your father obviously had something to do with that, though.
Well, he never encouraged me one way or another. Because of my name and also because I was somewhat involved, I was in a bar one time with a bunch of my buddies, and they talked me into running. And I ran. I ran, and I won. I was really interested in making money and building my own fortune. But after a couple of beers, you know, what the heck, let's go give it a try. And much to my surprise, I won.
You know, I want to ask you, I don't know what kind of answer I'm going to get on this, but what was it like, though, being a son of a political icon?
Well, it had its challenges, that's for sure. I remember my dad reminding me that we had the same name, Barry Goldwater, and be careful what I do with it. In fact, one time he reminded me that when it came to my romantic flings, he said, "Son, keep it out of town."
That's great. Yeah. You know, in this day and age, you'd never hear that. "Son, keep it out of town."
Yeah, yeah. He was full of wisdom. But you know something? It's like anything else you do in life. You get used to it. I got used to being Barry Goldwater Jr., and it never really caused a problem. And as a matter of fact, I considered it a privilege and a blessing. And I always am very careful not to abuse that privilege. I don't mind using it, but I don't abuse it.
All right. I got to ask you this before we go. And I'm sure it's in the book Pure Goldwater, but I want you to talk a little bit about it. His observations of Lyndon Johnson.
Well, he thought Lyndon Johnson was a first class. No, he was a second class liar. He considered Nixon the first one. He didn't like Lyndon Johnson. He didn't like the way he handled himself in the Senate when he was the majority leader. He didn't care for his personality. I guess he just didn't like the man. But you know something? He respected him, and they had a relationship, but when it came down to it, in the memoirs, he said, "I just didn't like that guy." He considered, he loved John F. Kennedy, but he thought he was, he had no guts to make decisions. He had an opinion about everyone.
Well, the reason I asked that is because I've always wanted to know the answer. But the other thing is that the difference then versus now is back then, you might disagree with somebody.
Yeah.
You might not think that they're anywhere close to being right, but you didn't suspect them of ulterior motives of running the country into the ground or being unpatriotic. Nowadays, well, you know, that's how partisan things have become.
Well, it's very angry out there, and it's too bad. But, yeah, back in those days, heck, John F. Kennedy and he talked about running for president together, being on the same airplane, going from one town to another, and getting out and debating each other without makeup people and getting back on the plane and carrying on that kind of campaign. And it was that kind of relationship. Those were nice times. They were gentle times. They were fun times, but they weren't without challenge. We had to face the Vietnam War, as you recall.
Sure.
And a lot of tough issues, but it was done with all a good intention, and you never suspected the individual. You always respected them, but you fiercely disagreed. And that was always the American way, and we hope we can get back to that.
Boy, I hope we can, too. Thank you for your time this morning. The book is Pure Goldwater, and Barry, Congressman Goldwater.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. It's always good to talk to people in Denver. I went to the University of Colorado and love Colorado's my second state. I love that state.
Well, you come through on a book tour, let us know, and we can sit around here for an hour or so and talk about
stuff. Sounds like you like politics.
Yeah, I guess. I like history, too. And even though I didn't agree with your father on a lot of things, I was always kind of... I was always kind of enamored with him and always kind of interested in him.
Yeah, he's a character. He was a character in history.
He was. And you know something? Even though I would disagree with him, and I was only a kid, but even though I would disagree with him, you're right. It was a gentler time, and nobody would ever call Barry Goldwater un-American or unpatriotic or that he wanted to destroy the country. You would just say, well, listen, I mean, I just don't agree with him. But I respect his integrity, and
right.
I think that that's the big difference, and I think that that's the thing that people can learn from your father.
That's very true, very true.
Thank you so much,
Jay. You fly with the Eagles. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks so much. I appreciate it. There's Barry Goldwater Jr., and the book is Pure Goldwater. And if you're you like history, that's something worth checking out. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, along with John Turk and traffic.
Jay, it's really a heavy and slow drive around town at the moment, looking at several stretches with speeds in the single digits and teens, if you're lucky. But we're without accidents right now. Southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th, and again from University to Yale in the opposing lanes, bumper to bumper for you from the Emerson Street Bridge to Broadway. Southbound 225 is also stacked from Parker Road to the DTC, and in the north end, stop and go on westbound I-76 at 88th, and on the Boulder Turnpike for westbounders, you're hitting some lengthy delays between Sheridan and Church Ranch Road. Few surface street crashes out there on the radar. Evans and Zuni, Indiana at Highway 128, and finally, Southbound University near I-25. Today's...
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
It's mycarnow.com.
The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
It's mycarnow.com.
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? A straight up bro with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401. I also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refi. Yeah, feel my thunder. I can't explain, especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
Medved Chevrolet, as a leading automotive dealership, is set to do its part with an incredible offer. Buy any Chevrolet from Medved, and they will triple your personal federal economic stimulus check. Triple it. At Medved, you may even qualify for 0% financing on select vehicles. Again, Medved Chevrolet will triple your federal economic stimulus payment. Whether your check has arrived or not, you qualify. See Medved now. Don't wait. You will save thousands. Triple your federal economic stimulus check only at Medved on the I-25 corridor. Depart the 181 ramp Kessel Rock or on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant Medved Autoplex. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
You must buy or lease a vehicle from Medved to qualify. $600 individual economic stimulus payment triple to a maximum of $1,800. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives. See Medved for details.
Oh, Hinfin.
Here it is.
And... look at that.
We got a door.
I like it with the windows in
there. Yeah. I'm going to go inside, see how my new knobs work.
Okay.
Absolutely fabulous.
It's time to make a grand entrance. Find the perfect doors and windows with our new project advisor at HomeDepot.com. And right now, save 20% on select special order doors and windows. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through May 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
At John Deere, one thing we've learned is that there are actually five seasons. Spring, summer, fall, winter, and deer. And right now, it's deer season. From now till July 28th, get the best deals of the year. Whatever you need, from lawn tractors to utility vehicles, it's deer season. So hurry in for great deals and special financing now, because nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Tri-State Equipment Company in Craig.
Yeah. A little John Laurie offshoot music here. By the way, I put in a request for John Laurie, but I never got an answer. For those of you who don't know who John Laurie is, check him out. Lounge Lizards. 8:29, 29 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, we've got Joe Nekpatowski coming up at 9 o'clock to talk about Willie Nelson, the book he's written about Willie called An Epic Life. And it was Willie's birthday yesterday. Until that time, though, we'll do open phones, 303-713-7600.
How old is Willie? Is he in his 70s?
Yeah, he's in his 70s.
Wow.
Which is really hard to believe, because it seems like, man, it seems like Willie Nelson has been around. It's just been a part, it's just been around forever.
I wonder if he rolled up a big spliff of homegrown doobie to celebrate his birthday.
You know, I don't know.
You think he's still smoking marijuana?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, and I'm going to bring this up to with Joe Nick about this. I can remember working in at this little country station, you know, 250-watt country station in Del Rio, Texas. And this is the era of, you know, Buck Owens and George Jones and Johnny Bush and Daryl McCall and, you know, Webb Pierce and all these hard-edged country artists. And Willie comes out with this album, Shotgun Willie, on the Atlantic record label. And we were used to seeing him on RCA with the little slick back, you know, ducktail hairdo. And all of a sudden he's got long hair, and there's these rumors that he's up in Austin smoking dope. And we were all like, wow, we were just shocked by that and couldn't play enough of that album. And he single-handedly really invented what later became known as outlaw country, which is now kind of transformed into alternative country or no depression country or whatever you want to call it. And I'll run that by Joe Nick, so you'll have to hear that story twice. It's 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour. We'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. But first, John will check traffic.
Traffic is a nightmare for you. Just about every highway you choose or use this morning, southbound I-25 jammed in North Glen and Thornton, again downtown after I-70. And one more time for you, from University up to Yale, and once you get close to the DTC, northbounders seeing stop and go as well in the Narrows from University to Broadway. And you want to give yourself an extra 10 to 15 minutes on the commute, southbound 225 from Iliff to I-25. Speeds on all the highways a little less than normal right now, and we do have a few accidents to look out for, not on the highways, one at Peoria and 46th, another at University on the southbound side at I-25, others at Evans and Zuni, and Indiana at Highway 128. And in the high country, it's slick, slushy, and wet on I-70 west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. We had an earlier jackknife semi there at Copper Mountain. Today's forecast, rain and snow showers with highs this afternoon hitting the mid-40s. A winter storm warning remains in effect for parts of the northern mountains. We could see up to 10 inches of snow above 9,000 feet. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool with a small chance for an isolated shower or two and a high of 48. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Answer the call of the wild at Backcountry, a new community next to 8,000 acres of wilderness. Come explore Backcountry.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's a oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse, airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly. You schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs in to GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal right now, 30 days free. Free! And a month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it.
We've done over $100,000.
So are you ready to start living the good life? Then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. And your online business is open even while you're sleeping. Sell products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Aren't you ready to start making the kind of money you deserve?
We have done about $20,000 in sales.
Get a free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-500-8582. That's 1-800-500-8582. 1-800-500-8582.
Treads Bicycle Outfitters celebrates its newest location at 3234 South Wadsworth Boulevard in Lakewood. May 2nd through May 5th, Treads will celebrate with a bike giveaway and pricing so low it's only available these 4 days. Treads Bicycle Outfitters, Treads.com. It's easy to maximize your engine's life and performance. Just change your oil. Right now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram filter for just $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
One of my last customers had a little chip in her windshield, so she just left it. Then she was picking her kids up, she hit a bump, and the whole windshield went crack. If she'd have called Elite Safelite sooner, we probably could have repaired it. We inject a special resin into the chip. It's quicker than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
The first version of this I ever heard was by the great Johnny Bush. But that's Willie and Whiskey River. 836, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Hello to our friends in Colorado Springs. Aren't you just so proud to have Douglas Bruce representing you? He's in trouble again. Sexual harassment this time. That's what it says according to the paper here. Representative Douglas Bruce, Len Bartles wrote this, Representative Douglas Bruce was instructed Wednesday to stay away from a woman working at the state capitol who lodged a sexual harassment complaint against him. Speaker Andrew Romanoff handed Bruce a letter on the House floor. Bruce read it. Then he and Romanoff briefly met in the Speaker's office. Bruce, a Colorado Springs Republican, would not comment. I believe what he said was, I don't know anything about this. If there is a rumor, you can do whatever you want with it, whatever rumor you've got, he said. I love this one. Representative Amy Stephens, Republican from Monument, said Bruce's annex throughout this session have turned off many of his GOP colleagues. You're dealing with an extremely bright 7-year-old boy in a 54-year-old's body. That's priceless. All right, here's Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Oh, I've been all right. Hey, here's a little traffic update. Anybody coming up to Longmont from Denver, get off on the first exit. The second one is just torn up.
Oh, man.
I don't know what they're doing, all sorts of road construction up there. I missed the exit, the first one.
Oh, jeez. Well, it's that time of the year, you know?
Yeah, and we got some snow blowing up here, too, that's for sure.
Ooh.
Ooh, it's wet and snowy at the same time. Everybody loves that stuff.
How can that be when it was, like, close to 80 degrees yesterday?
Colorado, I guess.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I can't figure that out. I mean, down here it's raining. Looks like.
Oh yeah, but, yeah. I'm getting close. The closer I get to the mountains, the wider it's getting.
Yeah. So. Well, that. Yeah. Well, that probably. You know, that figures because you're going up in elevation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, today I'm calling just I just turned on the radio about 15 minutes ago, so I haven't heard what's been up. But yesterday I got kind of downhearted. I do lots of roofing, and I know the price of oil is driving us nuts. And basically, I've got a gripe and a great example of what's really happening with the American people and the American economy. And roofing says it all. You know, everybody wants the Walmart mentality, or I want the lowest price on a roof. Your average roof lasts for about 30 years. That's an average warranty on the shingle. Most roofing, I've been doing roofing in this state for 9 years now, most roofing gets torn off within 15 years. And every single one of those composite shingles is a petroleum product. And the reason why they're getting torn off is because of the quality of labor. And I'm not pointing the fingers at illegal immigrants per se, but the guys that are hiring them. Because they may offer the lowest deal, the lowest price, but they're not taking the money out of their own pocket. They're hiring cheaper and cheaper labor, not training them because they're afraid they're going to leave, or they're cutting corners on doing quality work. And then we end up paying, the homeowner ends up paying for it in the long run. You know, they pay, I've got a $500,000 house, so I'm going to put a $7,000 roof on, yet I'm going to spend $25,000 on these cosmetic beams that have nothing to do with structure or anything else. They're just to look fancy. And that's the mentality of the American people that are really driving me nuts, where they'll pay ungodly amounts of money on something that looks nice, that has nothing to do with the safety of their house, but then they'll undercut something that's protecting their whole investment. And then they'll throw all these shingles in the landfill 15 years before they need to, which rises the price for all of our oil products and everything else, and it's just driving me nuts.
Well,
I thought I would say that.
Well, you know, I can understand that. But the only thing I would ask is, you know what, if you came to my house, or anybody came to my house, and you were going to do my roof, I got to confess to you, man, I really wouldn't know what would be the right thing or the wrong thing to do. So,
right.
In other words, it'd be easy for somebody to cheat me, and there are a lot of people in business, both large and small, who traditionally do that kind of stuff. I mean, they cut corners, you know, in order to make more money. And then what ends up happening is that the consumer gets victimized by this.
Exactly. And it's not even just the consumer. It's the laborer that's working for these guys. Because there's in the roofing field, there are no such thing as benefits. There aren't benefits. There aren't retirement plans. And the guy who owns the company, minus me and my company, I'm very small. But the guy who owns the company has got all these benefits, drives a nice car and has the nice house. But his laborers, they can barely pay for the food. They're working day to day. And it's because these guys, there's no standard of pricing, no standard of quality of work. I don't know, in my own town, I don't even see the inspectors climbing up on the roof. The city inspectors or the county inspectors climbing on the roof to look at how good the job is. Where I come from, they used to do a terrible inspection, and then they would do a paper down inspection, and then they would do a shingle inspection to make sure that the quality is being maintained all the way through. But here, they don't even carry ladders in their trucks.
Well, see, I don't like that idea either of not having anybody look at the work to make sure that the consumer got what they paid for. But see, this is this whole thing about the free market and deregulation. This is this whole pitch about how, listen, we don't have to, you know, we don't have to have regulation. There's too much regulation. We need to let the free market handle it. We need, you know, to have no regulation. And I hate to say this, man, but, you know, only a teenager or a college student who reads Ayn Rand would swallow that stuff. I mean, because life just tells you that things don't work that way. That if you don't have certain protections, you're going to get ripped off. And
yeah, let the buyer beware.
Yeah, and the idea in this country used to be that, hey, you didn't rip people off. I mean, that was immoral to do that kind of thing. And now it's like, well, you screwed it up, so the responsibility's on you.
Right, right.
And we don't have an enforcement of any standards. You know where you see this? I'll tell you where you see this. These home foreclosures. There are people running around saying, well, No one forced you to go into that office and sign those papers.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? How many people really understand what they're signing?
Well, there's another perfect example. I deal with people who are trying to sell their home. I bought a house in 2000. The person who was selling the home had the roofer come in, slap a roof on, cut corners, not replace rotten plywood or repair broken trusses. And when we had that 2003 snowstorm, half my roof caved in. And I couldn't get in the attic. I should have known better and inspected it myself instead of relying on somebody else. But I hear that all the time when I have a skylight that's leaking. Somebody wants me to come and check their skylight. And I give them a fair price and say, this is what needs to be done to fix it right. And it's like, oh, I'm trying to get rid of the house. Just glue it. And glue lasts for 2 years. So they want to make it somebody else's problem. And that is so disgusting to me when people do that. They don't care. And I wish more people would understand the concept of karma. Or if karma would strike out a little bit more often on the people that are doing stuff like that.
Well, how about understanding the idea that that you've got to have some kind of oversight, and if you don't have any kind of oversight, then what ends up happening is 9 times out of 10, you're gonna get screwed.
Yeah, and half these houses that were built in the past 10 years were slapped together by a rinky-dink big construction company that cut all the corners in the world, and then they put an overpriced price tag on junk, and now these people can't afford their junk. And I tell you what. 100 years ago, the houses built are still standing. The houses built today will not be around 100 years from now.
Darren, thanks, man. Great call.
You're welcome. Hey,
All right.
You keep it up, Jay.
All right. I hope to have you along. Thanks.
All right. Bye now.
303-713-7600. Yeah, I don't understand people who go, well, let's let the marketplace handle it. Oh, really? Okay. Fine. Yeah. Why don't we just open the doors so everybody can get nailed? Because that's what you're talking about doing. No, I'm not talking about overregulation, central state planning. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about decent protections for people. I don't understand why that's so hard for people to understand that. Why is that hard for people to get? I get on here every single day and say I don't understand, because you know something? There's a lot of stuff out there I don't. I honestly, honest to God, I don't understand. I can't make a connection in some people's thinking. Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, this is in regards to the last guy I called, and I totally agree with him. And the main reason why I've called here before in regards to the immigrant problem, and why it'd be such a good idea to get these guys on a fast track to become legal citizens, because you give them a chance to stop, you know, having to crawl out of the shadows just to come to work and live. They can demand more wages once they get past. You know, I think I gave the spiel before. Would you care to hear it again?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think what you're saying is right. Here's the other thing, too. You can also hold them accountable.
Exactly that. And then quality work goes up. And see, when you give these guys a chance, and there's a whole spiel I can give, but to put it in a nutshell, you give these guys a chance, they can stop being that scared person who's afraid to come to work, so they're afraid to get pulled over and taken out, whatever the case may be. Then you can weed out the bad guys. They can demand more wages. When they demand more wages, the quality work will go back up. You know, I sit out here, I do construction. I'm actually sitting in a backhoe right now, getting snowed on. But I'm surrounded by nothing but, I'd be willing to bet they're illegal immigrants, but I have nothing against them. The guys have to make a living, supply for their family. And they wouldn't be here if these big companies were not providing the jobs. They would not be here. They wouldn't say, hey, I'm just going to go to America. I think there might be a job. BS, there is a job out there waiting for them. And these guys, like that guy, last guy caller was talking about, that are providing those jobs, and they don't care. They just want to pad their pocketbooks. It's people like me. I'm a union operator, and we're being undercut by these smaller companies. But believe me, the reason why we're busy is because these smaller companies are undercutting us. They're doing shoddy work, and we're getting called back because those other guys, they suck, to put it mildly.
Well, we engage in this and have engaged in this for a whole bunch of years, this whole thing about seduce and repel. In other words, we seduce people from other countries to come here by constantly telling them how great it is through all kinds of various media outlets. And in the old days, 30, 40 years ago, you know, we used to do it through the Voice of America, and they would listen to shortwave radios, and they would hear about how great America was, and America stood for this and that, and so that, you know, they wanted to come here, and because everybody, I think, basically wants the same thing in life. They want food, they want shelter, they want freedom. I mean, these are all things that we may have, people around the world may have different ways of getting there, but we all basically want the same thing. So we seduce them to come here. We use their labor because it's cheap. And then we repel them. So then we get into this whole dramatic emotional debate about these folks, and we start pounding on them, and there's just unparalleled racism involved in this and emotion, instead of sitting down and saying, yeah, okay, you get caught hiring an illegal immigrant, we fine the hell out of you.
Yes.
You know, and we do something about Mexico and Mexico's deplorable conditions.
You know, you can take what you just say and you could fine the hell out of them, or if you want to make it work with this Congress and everybody that spills the illegals are taking over everything, give the people who are actually hiring these people, give them a track to make it legit. You tell them, hey, look, if you hire these guys, you have to pay into the system. It's a sponsored system. All right, we got to pay into some. No, you get a tax write-off for doing that. It's going to stimulate the economy in that regard. It's going to help the system get better. It's going to provide jobs by giving these people an idea of getting these guys a fast track to legalization. If you take that part of it, these people have nothing, no longer afraid of being fined. Oh, well, we're going to sponsor this guy. It's going to cost me this amount of money, but I'm going to get a write-off for doing so. And I know it's a far-fetched thing, but there's got to be a win-win situation to make this happen, because they're not going to just, you know, give up everything to do it. They're going to want something out of it too. You know, so if you don't provide something where these guys will win, it's just not going to happen.
I don't think your idea is far-fetched.
But you get the Bob Schaefers, the Tom Tancredos to listen to something like this. They'll just turn a blind ear to you, or a deaf ear to you. They're not going to listen. It's the people that you and I, the guys are out here working every day. I'm out here freezing my cones off, and it's I'm proud to be here. I'm working. I'm providing for my family. But it's the ones that provide, you know, I could give you a couple names of some companies that are nothing but. You know, and I have, like I said, I have nothing against an illegal immigrant. They have to provide too. But you give these guys a better chance to make a better living, it does nothing but stimulate.
Yep, I agree. I agree 100%. I got to go jump to get some traffic, man. I'm glad you called in.
I would love to talk to you again, Jay, and tell you exactly what I propose that could be done. And I don't know how to get any type of legislator to listen other than spill occasionally on your show. And by the way, fantastic, man. I absolutely dig listening to your show. It's what I do every day. And I turn it off after that.
Well, I appreciate it. And you know what? Stay warm, will you?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Thanks, Jay.
See ya.
Have a good day.
Should say stay dry, too. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk, traffic.
Still got a real busy Thursday morning drive going on. I-25 is basically a parking lot on both sides of downtown. For southbounders, it's jammed from 104th to 84th, from 58th to Spear, and again from University down to Yale. For northbounders, look for delays as you're leaving Castle Rock at Founders Parkway all the way up to Castle Pines, and it also gets thick again after the Tech Center and once you get past University. Seeing a lot of traffic on 225 as well on the southbound trip. Speeds in the 30s from Alameda to Mississippi, and again after the Parker Curve. And northbounders seeing slow speeds between Parker Road and Mississippi. East emergency crews, rather, still working that accident at Indiana and Highway 128 in Westminster. And if you're heading to the high country, it's going to be wet, sloppy, and slick in areas west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast, cloudy with rain and snow showers and a high of 46 degrees. Right now it's 38. The temperature's going down. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast burrito, a warm tortilla stuffed with every...
With five times the selection, Jared is where to go for diamond jewelry this Mother's Day.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has literally hundreds of diamond bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and rings to choose from. Diamond solitaire earrings are always a great choice. At Jared, their extensive selection is priced from under $50 to $8,500 and includes their certified colorless diamonds.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
Yo, it's my car now.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's my car now.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
It's my car now.com.
The selection is sick and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
It's my car now.com.
To build your real estate portfolio intelligently. Seating is limited. RSVP today at myrefuture.com. Wealth isn't earned. It's built through investment.
If you're a small business owner, you remember it well. That day you sat down, pulled out a notepad and a double XL cup of coffee and pondered one thought. Someday. Someday, I'll be my own boss. Someday, I'll make the big decisions. Someday, I'll have the best hair salon, deli, or bookstore in town. And look at you, you've done it. But now all those old somedays have been replaced by a whole other list of somedays. Like, someday we've got to find a bigger warehouse. Or, someday we'll manage our cash flow better. Maybe not as exciting, but just as important. That's why at Wells Fargo we offer all kinds of solutions to help you meet your business needs today. From loans and lines of credit to automated payroll and innovative cash management solutions. After all, we are experienced professionals who will understand your needs and help you find just the right solution. Seize your someday. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about how we can help your business. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
8:54, 54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, so it's been a little snow out there now, and if you're getting covered with snow and you're thinking to yourself, gee, I got to get home because I don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle. I don't have a front-wheel drive vehicle. I don't have, I mean, I'm going to be in tough shape. I mean, that's what I was telling John. I said, boy, you know, we get done here at 10 o'clock. I'm out of here at 10:05 because Mary's got the four-wheel and I don't have it. And if you don't have one, go to Rockies Autos. They've got SUV Row and they're cheaper now than they've ever been. Rockies has got the largest selection of clean late model previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. And they've got SUV Row. They've got them in every size, color you can think of. They're cheaper now than they've ever been. They have their matching down incentive going on. Plus, they want to see your trade-in. So they make it easy for you to afford exactly what it is you want. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open tonight until 9, but they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Go see my buddy Spanky Herrera. Go out there and see Uncle Fester. Go out there and see Jules, Sherry, any of the folks working out there, Gerard Bernard, Johnny Mays, any of them working out there, and get the vehicle that you not only really want, but get the vehicle that you really need. It's very simple. Rockies Autos, you'll find them at 63rd. And Federal.
Friday and Saturday only, it's the summer blowout at Joseph A. Bank. Handcrafted suits 60% off. That's every suit in the store 60% off the regular price. Plus, the entire stock of sport coats and blazers 60% off. Consider all dress and casual pants 50% off. And all sportswear, including every golf shirt, sport shirt, and silk shirt, 50% off. Plus, all dress shirts, silk ties, belts, even socks, 40% off. It's 2 days only at Joseph A. Bank. Every suit, sport coat, and blazer, 60% off. No exceptions. Friday and Saturday only at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
You're calling us heathens with zero respect for the law.
Little Willie at 8:57, 57 minutes after the hour. Rain, snow likely today. High today, 43. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Joe Nick Patowski about his book, The Epic Life of Willie Nelson. This thing is really, really worth reading. And if you're into music, you definitely got to check this out because it covers a lot of stuff. And also, then when we're done with Joe Nick, we'll go to open phones and you can call in about anything you want to. Willie's birthday, by the way, was yesterday, and I can't remember, but Joe Nick will know. I can't remember how old Willie is. I want to say 73, but I could be wrong about that. I might be wrong. I am wrong about it, I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, We'll take a unique look at Willie Nelson and at Texas music. Coming up here with one of my favorite writers, Joe Nick Patowski. Stick around.
We're making you rich.
Mario Solis Marich.
Today on the Mario Solis Marich Show, James Boyce will be with us. We'll try to make sense of what is going on with all these conflicting polls in the presidential campaign.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Attention, the federal government is issuing stimulus payments to boost the American economy. Medved Suzuki, as a leading Suzuki dealership, is set to do its part. Buy any Suzuki from Medved, and they will triple your personal federal economic stimulus check. Triple it. Example, buy a loaded all-wheel drive Suzuki SX4 crossover for just $15,488. And that's before we calculate your federal economic stimulus payment. You could save thousands more. Plus, buy any Suzuki from Medved, and we'll give you a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. And that is America's number one warranty. Again, Medved Suzuki will triple your federal economic stimulus payment. Act now, and you will save thousands. Only at Medved Suzuki. On the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock. Or on I-70 in Wheat Ridge. Exit Kipling, exit Ward. But exit the giant Medved Autoplex.
With approved credit, stock number 5783. Individual economic stimulus payment tripled to a maximum of $1,800. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives. See Medved for details.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. We spent money in March, but more and more of it went to fill the tank and put food on the table. The government reports better than expected consumer spending, but economist David Weiss is worried.
How long can we keep doing this and not saving money? At some point, we're going to have to start saving.
It's hard to save when the weekly food bill is soaring.
It's getting a little scary.
Scary at the supermarket, and Congress now has an appetite for answers. CBS's Bob Fuss is live on Capitol Hill.
The Joint Economic Committee is holding Congress's first hearing on the high prices of food, which Chairman Chuck Schumer of New York says are getting serious.
The price of milk, cheese, chicken, eggs, ground beef, regular stuff, nothing fancy, are way up.
There are a number of reasons the committee is looking at. Commodities are part of a world market now. A drought in Australia is having an impact, as is growing demand in China. But so are Congress's own policies on ethanol, with almost a third of America's corn crop now going into gas tanks instead of grocery shelves. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
An economic first for Home Depot.
Home Depot, you can do it, we can help.
For the first time, the big home supply retailer is closing stores because of poor performance. 15 of them, affecting 1,300 workers. College tuition can set a family back. A new study questions whether the most expensive educations are worth it.
Students are paying more and they're getting less.
Jane Wellman of the Delta Cost Project.
As a country, we're slipping behind in the proportion of the students who are getting both to college and through college. We used to be first in the world. We're now somewhere between 9th and 11th.
On the campaign trail, a key superdelegate get for Barack Obama. Here's CBS's Howard Arenstein.
Joe Andrews said he's switching allegiance from Hillary Clinton because he's been inspired.
Barack Obama is able to rise above the politics of old.
He makes the move despite having headed the Democratic National Committee under President Clinton.
I didn't call Barack Obama. I didn't call Senator Clinton. I'm not asking for permission. I'm not asking for forgiveness.
But he says he does plan to call other superdelegates after next week's primaries to urge them to decide.
Let's close this process down. Let's go out and defeat John McCain.
Andrew said he'll push for Senator Evan Bayh as a possible running mate for Obama. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
It's one of the military's quiet truths. Many men and women in uniform don't seek out the mental health treatment they need.
6 out of 10 military members told us that they were fearful that seeking care would harm their careers.
Dr. Carolyn Rabinowitz, president of the American Psychiatric Association, but now in a policy shift, the Pentagon says that information can be kept private when troops apply for security clearances. An Air Force jet crashed a couple of hours ago on a training mission at Shepherd Air Force Base in Texas. No word on how many were on board. One person was seen ejecting from the aircraft. On Wall Street in the early going today, the Dow is up 29 points, and the NASDAQ is also up about 34 right now. This is CBS News.
Oh, infant.
Here it is.
And look at that.
We got a door.
I like it with the windows in
there. Yeah. I'm going to go inside, see how my new knobs work.
Okay.
Absolutely fabulous.
It's time to make a grand entrance. Find the perfect doors and windows with our new project advisor at HomeDepot.com. And right now, save 20% on select special order doors and windows. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through May 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Your precious lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills destructive insects above ground, plus penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. Damage ends, your lawn flourishes. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. If you're heading up for the high country, heads up.
Summit County had a little bit. Vail's really getting pounded. Right now, probably about 3 inches.
Snow falling most heavily west of the divide along the foothills, about 2 to 5 inches expected over the next several hours. Here in the metro Denver area, it's a rain-snow mix. School officials are worried after a Columbine High School exchange student didn't return from a trip to Washington, D.C. 17-year-old Mezva Habibi was supposed to come back to Colorado over the weekend. He checked in at the airport, but never got on the plane.
I think that definitely there's concern until we know exactly where he is.
Jeffco School spokesperson says Habibi called his host family saying he was okay, but didn't say where he was. He's a junior from Afghanistan living with a host family since August. State senators have now backed a non-binding resolution comparing the deaths of American Indians to the genocide seen in the Holocaust and in the Sudan. The measure passed on a vote of 22 to 12, all 12 no votes coming from Republicans. A rally for tourism at the state capitol.
Let's hear it for Colorado tourism.
Yeah. Yeah, tourism very important to Colorado. Just how important?
27 million people visit Colorado each year, spending $9 billion and providing 200,000 jobs.
Governor Ritter urging Coloradans to consider staying in the state for their vacations this year. He's worried high gas prices may keep folks from other states from coming here, but he's optimistic we will vacation closer to home. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive's late to recover. That thanks in a big part to the wet and sloppy roads. Splashback's an issue all around Denver. Speeds are in the teens and 20s in pockets on I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown. That drive's still going to take you about 20 minutes, rather. It's also slow on 225 Parker to past Yosemite on the southbound side. 270 dragging across Commerce City. The rain and snow mix seems to be coming down in the worst part on the west side as well as to the south past Hamden, making your way to Castle Rock.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe 1/10 of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-451-3580. That's 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-522-1164. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-522-1164. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-522-1164. That's 1-800-522-1164.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You wanted to do this, or did this? Did you just wake up one day and say to yourself, man, I've got to do something on Willie Nelson?
I moved to Austin in 1973, the year after Willie set down roots here, and I came with the idea of writing about music specifically and set about to doing it. So I've been interviewing him on and off for 35 years and never have reared back much until 2004. I'd left Texas Monthly, and I got a call from No Depression, a wonderful alternative country magazine, and they wanted me to do, they asked, would I do 5,000 words on Willie? And when I hear 5,000 words, well, I get to, you know, rear back a little bit and say something. But I wasn't sure if I had anything else to say about him. Went out to his place, his saloon at Luck World headquarters west of Austin, and we yakked for about 4 hours. It was right after Ray Charles had passed, and we talked about politics and Brother Ray and a lot of things. And at the end of the conversation, I felt guilty. I mean, this is Willie Nelson. He's got a life. And I said, I think I've taken enough of your time. But I turned in 7,000 words instead of 5,000, and I had to cut some. And I think that's when the light bulb went off. There's a whole lot to say about this guy, and I've said it in dribs and drabs, and there have been 16 biographies written about him, including his own autobiography and a couple other books that he's written. But nothing had really gotten the whole story together. So I spent the last 2.5 years obsessing and trying to put all the pieces together and not just write about the years in Austin and in the Denver area and places like that, but to go back and trace how he got to the point where he became one of the biggest icons in American music.
I first ran into him when I first started listening to country music and wanted to be a country music disc jockey and started out in Del Rio, Texas in 1973. And I remember on the RCA album covers, which I don't even know if those are available anywhere, where he's, in one of them, he's posing playing golf with this kind of slick-backed ducktail hairdo.
I remember it well.
Okay. And you know, RCA always kind of considered him to be a songwriter, not a singer, right?
Right. And that was typical Nashville in the 1960s. Willie kind of struck gold with writing songs and 1960-61, Patsy Cline covered Crazy, Farron Young covered Hello Walls, Billy Walker and Jimmy Elledge covered Funny How Time Slips Away. It all came together. And he was signed first by Liberty Records, then by Monument, and finally by RCA. But back in those days, a songwriter was signed just to get first dibs on the song. It wasn't to launch a career. And Farron Young tried to get Willie to stay in Nashville, quit going on the road with Ray Price. And Ray Price said, you know, you got the best gig in the world opening up for me. And Willie was like, hey, you know, I can write songs, but I want to be Farron Young. I want to be Ray Price. And that's the story of the 60s, his struggle. He's making money, writing songs, but he tries to break through as a performer and never could get out of the shackles that RCA had given him, basically. They were pure formula. And what I found is, even going back into the 50s, Willie was never about formula. He was about working against the system. And that's kind of the interesting part. In the 60s, he was huge in Texas, and people don't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He would play in – he lived in Nashville. He was briefly a member of the Grand Ole Opry, but quit because they required him to be at the Opry on weekends half the year. And weekends in Texas were paydays for Willie. And so when his house burned down in 1970 in Ridgetop outside of Nashville, he took refuge where he grew up and where he knew he could make money, and that was the honky-tonks of Texas.
I remember seeing him in an airplane hangar.
I saw him the first time I saw him in Austin. Now, I used to see him on TV growing up in Fort Worth. He was always on the Cowtown Jamboree live from Panther Hall.
Right.
And he was a constant in Fort Worth, but in Austin, the first place I saw him was in 73 in the fall at McMorris Ford. And he was playing in the body shop on a flatbed truck with his band. And it wasn't about Willie. It was about showing off the new 74 Fords. So you had free hot dogs, free Cokes. And it was, you know, the typical country music event. And he was a typical country band playing on this flatbed truck. But I remember he started playing Bloody Mary Morning, which is a really almost typical country song, a real barn burner. And he was going through it, and then in the middle of it, his band took off and went into this jam that the only thing I could associate it with was I'd seen the Allman Brothers with Dwayne Allman shortly before Dwayne died. I'd seen Charlie Daniels and Marshall Tucker, and what I was seeing on this flatbed truck was a country band going off into the ozone with this space jam that could have come out of San Francisco. And I'm going, what the heck? And that's where I had my moment of enlightenment with Willie. And he is notorious. Whatever you think of Austin music, Texas music, whatever you think of Austin, it all goes back to him and what he did at the Armadillo World Headquarters in 1971 by playing there. He brought the hippies and the rednecks together like no one ever has. And people that never could get along and would always be fighting one another found common bond in Willie Nelson's country music.
Yeah, I remember when he recorded that Atlantic album, Shotgun Willie, and we got a copy of it at the radio station, and it was like there were these rumors that Willie was up in Austin and he was smoking dope. And
they weren't rumors, Jay.
I know it. And we put it on the turntable, and it's like, oh my God! And it's got horns in it and all that, and you thought this is great. And I think, other than Graham Parsons, I think that he did the most, really, to invent what later became known as outlaw music and then alternative country. I mean, he was the first guy to throw all that stuff together. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely. And what you got to understand is when he found Austin, there was already an interesting country and rock and folk fusion going on. We called it progressive country at the time, or it was also sold as redneck rock. But there were people like Jerry Jeff Walker,
yeah,
Michael Martin Murphy,
mm-hmm,
Willis Allen Ramsey. B.W. Stevenson was having, top 40 hits.
Yeah, with My Maria?
Yeah, so there was a lot going on. And certainly, the to me, the ultimate cosmic cowboy, Sir Doug Somm,
had
come up from San Antonio after returning from San Francisco. There was all this going on, but Willie was the only one coming from the old school who knew real country music. And what he brought to the dance was just, you can't quantify it. And he kind of brought an authenticity to it that no one else had. And he became by the de facto daddy of the whole scene. I mean, he was already 40 years old. And, you know, in Nashville, that was enough to be washed up. And most artists at the age of 40, they quit the business and were selling insurance. Willie just reinvented himself into something bigger than anyone could have predicted. And what you said about the Atlantic Records was very important. Jerry Wexler, basically discovered Willie and signed him to Atlantic. Jerry is the guy that discovered Professor Longhair, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin. He was a big player in American rhythm and blues. And what he did with Willie by taking him to New York and putting him in the studio with David Fathead Newman and Dr. John and Bob, you know, all these really crazy artists, was to show Willie the possibilities. You're not just a country artist. You're an artist, and you're here in New York, and you can do whatever you want. So he promptly, in 1 week, this is the, you know, Nashville had trained him well. In 1 week, he recorded two albums, including Shotgun Willie and then the gospel album The Troublemaker, which was later released, and set a record for Atlantic Studios for the number of tracks recorded in a single week. So he's already off the charts. But unfortunately, Jerry, you know, in Atlantic didn't sell Willie. Artistically, it was there, and we thought in Texas, Willie was like, you know, the biggest thing since sliced bread. But what I discovered in my research, it really took, it wasn't until 1975, Atlantic drops him, he signs with Columbia, and he records this beautiful, beautiful album called Red-Headed Stranger.
Right, right, which is just, yeah, which is just epic. Hang on a second, and we'll continue. The book is Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. Joe Nick Potowski is the writer, and we got him on the line, and we'll talk to him some more about Willie. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk in traffic.
The morning commute, not over quite yet. Still seeing some really packed areas, which is a little unusual this late in the morning. Checking speeds in the teens on southbound I-25 in Northland and Thornton. It's also busy for you after Park Avenue. But another stop-and-go situation from University up to Yale Avenue. In the opposing lanes, going to be jammed for you in the narrows from Downing Street down to Lincoln. Also seeing a lot of folks heading south on 225, and it's dragging after Parker Road to the I-25 interchange. Also getting rid of a disabled car there near Parker Road, and it is blocking the left-hand lane as you make your way southbound on 225. One surface street accident, Alameda and Monaco. Today's forecast, rain and snow showers with highs this afternoon hitting the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool with a small chance.
If you've never seen or worn Levion jewelry, you need to get to Jared the Galleria of Jewelry now. Jared has the largest collection of the very latest from the legend that is Levion. Gorgeous jewelry featuring precious and exotic colored gemstones, including the delicious new trend, Levion chocolate diamonds and cultured South Sea pearls. Come to Jared and see the work of one of the world's foremost jewelry designers.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared.com to find the location most convenient for you.
This song is about USA in the key of fabulous. Roll out the red carpet, it's the big award show. I'm on in this entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing, what she had lifted, which clothes are blooming and which have drifted, and which an idol from rehab escaped. Into a shirt and daddy later donate. And who's adopting kids? My nation's foreign. Whose movies are hit and whose is born? I wanna be where the flashbulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN entertainment.
Announcing the Orbit Sizzlin' Hot Vegas Sale. What, you ask, is this sale all about? Well, by removing the G from sizzling, Orbitz is able to pass along the savings to you. So you'll save $50 off vacation packages to Vegas for 3+ nights. Hit the town, lay out poolside, or try your luck at the tables. But when you think Vegas, think the Orbitz Sizzlin' Hot Vegas Sale and leave off the last G for savings. Visit Orbitz.com to book your Vegas trip today.
Valid for travel 324 through 831-08, booked by 518-08. See site for details.
TC jumps the berm, and here come the push-ups. Want to put more boom in your life?
Touchdown, Rams!
Get your CSU season tickets now. The CSU Rams football season will be here before you know it, and it promises to be a great one. The Border War with Wyoming, the Rocky Mountain Showdown at Invesco Field at Mile High, and CSU hosts Sacramento State, Houston, UNLV, TCU, New Mexico, and BYU. If you love your Rams, it's time to go green and get your season tickets on sale now. Call 970-491-RAMS or be environmentally friendly and buy them online at CSURAMS.com. Don't miss a minute of the action. Don't miss a single will boom. Don't miss out on Colorado State football. Order your season tickets now. Call 970-491-RAMS. That's 970-491-RAMS or online at csurams.com. Colorado State football. We're ready. Are you?
Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Willie doing Crazy, which of course later was made famous by Patsy Cline. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9 here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Rain, snow, likely high today 43. On the line with us, Joe Nick Patowski. The book is Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. And I'm going to run this story by you, and you tell me if it's true or not.
All right.
When Willie was going to pitch this song, Crazy, to Patsy Cline,
yep,
he was so nervous about it that he couldn't get out of the car, and somebody else had to go in and show it to her.
Well, this is true. And it was Hank Cochran that went inside to pitch Patsy. Hank is the guy that signed Willie to Pamper Music and basically rescued his family by offering him $50 a week to write songs, and he gave up his own $50 raise. And Hank was a song plugger. He worked with Willie on composing songs, but he also plugged Willie's songs. And just as he had worked Patsy before for his own material, he was working Patsy. And Willie didn't want to go inside because he heard from Patsy's husband, Charlie Dick, that she didn't like his singing style.
I know. I knew Charlie Dick. I mean, I don't know if Charlie Dick's still alive, and if he is, it would be a miracle, but I knew him very well.
Well, Charlie looked after Patsy, but he had already heard Willie's song, recording Nightlife, and liked it, and in fact, it kind of chased it down, and it was very much of the same groove as Crazy, but finally Patsy said to Hank, you know, whose song is this? It's Willie's. He's out in the car. He doesn't want to come in. Well, get him in here. And she made him come in and sing it to her. And, you know, he kind of did this kind of behind-the-beat jazzy vocal. And she still didn't like it. She said it made her sound too wounded. But Hank being Hank, he also took the song to Owen Bradley.
Right, who was, RCA.
Yeah, who was Patsy's producer. And he loved it. So when Patsy comes in the studio, she says, I don't want to do this song. And he said, well, I tell you what, let's compromise. You do one of yours, I'll do one of mine. We're going to do this one first. It's Crazy. And she sang the vocal, nailed it in one take, and then later complained when Bradley brought in the Jordanaires to sing backup vocals. She thought that they kind of tromped on her voice. As much as she resisted it, it was the best thing that Patsy Cline ever did, and sits there. It has been rated as the number one jukebox song of all time by the Amusement and Music Operators Association, as well as National Public Radio. I mean, that song, it's got legs and then some.
Yeah, it sure does, and I love it every time I hear it. And also about Willie, I always wonder about what kind of guy, what goes on in his head, that what kind of guy could sit down and write a song like Nightlife?
Well, he's the same kind of guy that could sit down and write a song off the top of his head called On the Road Again. Nightlife was written he recorded it in 1960 when he was in Houston. It was his last stop before he made it to Nashville. And when he recorded it, it was really earth-shaking because I'd heard previous sessions he'd done, and something had happened in the matter of about 6 weeks to get to Nightlife. And these songs were composed while he's making long drives across Houston. You know, long, lonely drives. He's holding down three jobs. He's teaching guitar at a music school, basically reading a Mel Bay guitar book and reteaching it to his students the next day every day.
Mm.
He's holding down a gig at a radio station, KRCT in Pasadena, and he's playing at night with his friend Larry Butler up in North Houston at a place called the Esquire Club, and he's also doing occasional door-to-door sales work, which he always does, and throughout the 50s. So he's struggling, and that struggle you can hear in the song Nightlife. you can hear his wife, Martha, you know, yelling at him, why don't you get a good job? You've got three kids here. You need to support them. And, you know, his response is, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. And he had already made the decision. He'd already thrown down with pursuing a career at any expense. He was determined to make it. And what the reason we're talking about him today is that determination paid off in spades.
You mean, didn't he live with Roger Miller for a while?
Yes, and lovely stories about Roger was briefly a Cherokee cowboy with Ray Price when Willie was in the early 1960s. But they also knew each other from Fort Worth, where they had been knocking around on their way to the big time. Roger had been in and out of Nashville and just got along famously. They were partners in crime, and two of the only people that could circulate amongst the pickers and the performers, as well as the songwriters in Nashville. They all had these little circles. And Roger and Willie were really the only two songwriters that were so talented musically that they could hang with the pickers. And, of course, the performers loved them because they were just funny as all get out. I mean, Roger was probably wilder than Willie, but they were both wild. And, I mean, stories about when Roger gets his TV show in the 60s, he got a Learjet. And he would fly in Crystal Hamburgers from Nashville just so his friends in L.A. Could feel like they're at home. I mean, he was off the charts.
I just remember some story about either Willie's wife at the time or Roger's wife at the time hitting one of them while they were in bed with a broom.
Yeah, that was Willie's first wife, Martha. And the story is that she sewed him up in a bed sheet when he came home drunk and then beat him with a broom. And I did find out. I mean, this is, you know, legend. It doesn't take much to get burnished into legend, but in fact, she tied him up with a jump rope. She said, "You think I have time to go use a needle and thread and sew him up? You're crazy." But I did have time to tie him up with a jump rope, and then I did beat him with a broom. And there are stories about her throwing gravy on him. The best story, one of the first, is the first time Johnny Bush really meets him at home.
Oh, I love Johnny Bush.
He watches a Willie running out the back door of his house in San Antonio, followed by a flying frying pan. And Willie takes a left just quick enough so the pan slams into a wall. And that's how Johnny Bush met Martha Nelson. Johnny has been with him on and off since 53 and tells the unvarnished honky-tonk truth. And that his telling of his experiences with Willie is just, they're wonderful. Because he goes back, they're both reading Khalil Gibran in the early 60s and getting into Edgar Cayce. When Willie's out there on the road in the 60s, he really is working hard to launch Johnny as a solo career, which he finally does. And, of course, Johnny is, here in Texas, we know him as the Country Caruso because he sang the pants off of a song he wrote called Whiskey River.
That's right. He did so many great songs. I still love him to this day and listen to his stuff on a regular basis. Also, a guy who most people don't know by the name of Daryl McCall is another one who teamed up with Willie, and that was some good stuff, too.
Another operatic country singer.
Yeah, where is he these days?
He's in Brady, Texas, just about 100 miles north of here. And Daryl has come back to Texas as he did, and he moved in the early 70s when Willie did. Because, you know, Daryl was a fiddle and steel guy, and he was also a Cherokee cowboy at one time. And he said at the end of the day, the best crowds were always in Texas, so he finally, twice he set down roots here. And he's one of those singers like Bush. I mean, they're operatic in the way that they sing, and they're beautiful singers. But they're also singers that can work best with a Texas two-step rhythm behind him, and you know, they're here. They're both here for a reason, and they both continue to work with Willie on and off.
Wow, that's just amazing. If you were to, and I know you've talked about this, I know it's in the book, but I want to ask it anyway. Who do you think would be Willie's prime number one influence?
His number one influence, I'd say shorthand, and this is I'm painting with a broad brush. As far as music goes, my guess would be Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. There's a lot of Ernest Tubb. There's a lot of Ray Price. There's a lot of Lefty Frizzell.
Yeah, Lefty.
But I always look at Bob because Bob was a band leader and liked to try out all kinds of music. Yeah, his Texas Playboys wore cowboy hats, but they were jazz players. And, you know, that's Willie in a nutshell. We associate him with country music, but you talk to him about picking, and it's all about Django Reinhardt and swing. And really, the first serious band he was in when he was 13 years old, he was in a band with his sister and his sister's husband. They were called Bud Fletcher and the Texans, and they were the Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys of Hill County, Texas. Willie had his own fan club and was on the radio at the age of 13. And as his sister says, you know, people talk about us struggling, but, hey, we were a success as teenagers. And it really is true. It's all been a level of success all the way through, but never was he not a success in his own mind. And that, to me, that and the door-to-door salesmanship, there's something he told me about. You know, he sold Bibles and he sold Encyclopedia Americanas, not Britannicas, but second-rate encyclopedias. He sold Kirby vacuum cleaners, which he says are really good products. But the point is, he made to me, he said, you know, you couldn't sell your product till you sold yourself to get let inside the door. And that, in a nutshell, tells me all you need to know about Willie Nelson, because he sells himself better than anyone does.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's very, very true. Hang on, Joe Nick, we'll come back. Hang on. Joe Nick Patowski, the book is Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And John Turk with traffic.
Starting to shape up in and around the city, but 225 still running a little sluggish, seeing speeds in the 20s from Mississippi to Parker Road, and then you can climb to about 40 miles an hour after you get to the spillway down to the DTC. Northbounders seeing some minor delays between Mississippi and 6th Avenue. On the north end, eastbound 270 jammed between I-70 and Vasquez, as is southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. Got one side street crash in the metro at southbound Holly and Montview. That's near the Museum of Natural History. And a serious situation going on in the mountains. Westbound I-70 is now closed at Floyd Hill due to multiple accidents. A semi was involved in one of those, and it's leaking fuel all over the highway. Getting reports of a 10-car accident up there as well. Backups extending to Genesee. So if you can avoid going into the high country on westbound I-70 this morning, you'd be advised to do so. Today's forecast, cloudy with rain and snow showers. A high of 46 degrees. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Head into Canyon Casino this month and cruise out with the cruiser. Play your favorite slots to earn entry tickets, and you can...
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. Radiant heating is exceptionally comfortable and lowers your heating costs. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
Hi, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy here. I want to talk a little bit about traveling, business travel. That's a oxymoron. If ever I heard one, no one likes to travel for business. It's no fun. It's expensive, time-consuming. You fight rush hour traffic or worse airport security, flight delays, stuck in the middle seat. I've got a much better way. GoToMeeting. You can hold meetings from your office, conference room, your home, with people anywhere in the world, all over the Internet. It's easy, it's fast, it's affordable. You launch meetings on the fly, you schedule them in advance if you want via Outlook. And during your conference call, everyone logs in to GoToMeeting, and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's just magic. And it's affordable and simple. With GoToMeeting, you hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate, but I've got a better deal right now, 30 days free. Free! And a month of unlimited online GoToMeetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com and click the Try It Free button. The promo code is easy. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code easy, or click the web banner now.
Provider and licensing details are available.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too.
Call 800-351-1064. 800-351-1064. And find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-351-1064. 800-351-1064.
We're going to Creekside.
Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder carries only the highest quality trees and shrubs. They honor all competitors' coupons and guarantee the lowest prices. Details at creeksideboulder.com.
It's easy to maximize your engine's life and performance. Just change your oil. Right now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram filter for just $13.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rain and snow likely. High today, 43. Joe Nick Patowski on the line. The book is Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. And Joe Nick, you want to explain, that's called Me and Paul. Do you want to explain who Paul is?
Well, Paul English is Willie's drummer, but he's also his best friend. And, you know, part of what I tried to do was figure out what the hierarchy is in Willie's world. And Paul first played with Willie in 1955 on the radio in Fort Worth when Willie was a disc jockey and he had a little band on the radio, too. And stayed in touch. Paul was an underworld character in Fort Worth.
He's a mean-looking guy.
And, you know, you may have seen pictures of him in the late 60s, early 70s. He would dress in a cape. And he has, you know, he is a mean-looking guy. He prompted Leon Russell to write the song, You Look Like the Devil in the Morning. And Paul does, he doesn't look so much like the devil anymore, unless the devil's semi-retired. He's kind of mellowed out. But he has literally been watching Willie's back since he joined the band in 1966. He's his muscle. You know, there's many times that Willie might have gotten killed or, if not, just beat up. Seriously, if not for Paul. And I love it when I saw him last year at the Fillmore in San Francisco. When they'd play that song, the line director would hit Paul with a spot. And after every line, Willie's talking about this song, you could just see him beam. But he was also, while he's drumming, he is looking at Willie's back. And that's the tightest relationship as far as friendships. As far as Willie goes, and Paul also got back Willie's old songs that he sold for $50, $100, got his publishing together, and he's the guy that pays the band and the crew on the road today.
I know, I was always scared of him.
He's a scary cat, but you know, he's a real sweetheart when you get in front of him. I'm glad I never had business dealings with him. And, you know, Willie's people, after they made, they brought the hippies and the rednecks together in Austin, kind of chased the hippies away after a while because hippies didn't like Willie's people backstage at the Armadillo brandishing guns. But, you know, guns were probably the only backup you had in the days of the music business back when contracts weren't observed or adhered to. And sometimes you had to show your firearm to make sure that a club owner or a booking agent knew you meant business.
Well, you play some of those joints out on the highway, you never know what you'd get.
Well, I do a little bit talk about the storied Jacksboro Highway.
That's it. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Where
yep.
Willie and Paul came of age, and you know, it used to be part of the Chitlin Circuit. Used to have Ike and Tina Turner and Jimmy Reed playing along that strip. And speaking of strip, you'd have Candy Bar and Chris Colton or 45 doing exotic dancing. It's really, I think, where Willie met urban underworld nightlife for the first time when he was a young fella, moved to Fort Worth in 54, and kind of came of age there.
He also used to, and I don't know if he still does, but he used to take his sister Bobby with him.
Hey, today, to this very day, Willie Nelson travels alone on Honeysuckle Rose 4, that's the biodiesel version of his touring bus, with his sister Bobby. His older sister Bobby is 77. She plays piano.
Well, and she can play, too.
And, you know, people back in Abbott, where they grew up, a little rural cotton farming community, folks there, their friends all say, we knew Bobby was going to be a star. She could play that boogie-woogie. We didn't know about her little brother. But when I see them traveling today, and, you know, when they're done playing a gig, you'll find them on the bus playing music. Willie's oldest daughter, Lana, cooks some eggs. And that is the tightest of all his relationships is with his sister, because what they're doing today, traveling around America and the world playing music, is exactly what the grandparents who raised them back when they were kids intended them to do. They were music people from Arkansas. They ran singing schools in isolated communities. They would teach a whole community how to sing music, even if they were illiterate. And they brought up their grandchildren to do what they're doing today. And to me, that's such a beautiful legacy. They are brother and sister like a few brothers and sisters I've seen.
And then, of course, there's his harmonica player, Mickey Raphael, who he once said to, stick with me, kid, and you'll have diamonds as big as horse turds.
Yes, and I loved it right after Mickey kind of just, he was playing with B.W. Stevenson and Coach Royal, Daryl Royal, who may be the only other Texan as famous as Willie in Texas, because he coached the Texas Longhorn football team. Coach Royal liked Mickey's playing a lot, and so when he'd do motel room jams after football games, he started calling up Mickey to join his friend Willie and his friend Charlie Pride, and they'd have these motel room picking sessions. As Mickey says, I was just a Dallas hippie. I didn't know anything about country music. But he'd start showing up, and Willie liked him. And at one point asked Paul English, how much we paying Mickey? And Paul said, nothing. And Willie said, double his salary. And that's when he kind of stuck with the band. And what's critical is, I think, is Willie had enough fussing and feuding with the great Jimmy Day, his steel guitarist, and finally kicked him out of the band one last time. And he replaced the pedal steel with Mickey's harmonica. And when I think of Willie Nelson's sound since 1973, I think of his voice. I certainly think of his guitar trigger, that battered old Martin guitar with the Baldwin pickup. But then I think of Mickey's harmonica really defines his sound over the last 35 years. And it was almost a fluke that brought him into the mix, but I can't hear Willie Nelson without hearing Mickey's harmonica now. So that's another piece to the puzzle. Mickey said when they had these motel room picking jams, they said, let's do a Hank Williams song, and Mickey said, I didn't know, you know, Hank Williams' music, so I'd have to fake it. But he did a pretty good job faking it, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say so, too. 9:46, 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Joe Nick Potowski with us. The book is Willie Nelson, An Epic Life. I got to bring up Waylon. Now, Willie is politically, what would you say, progressive, left-wing?
Beyond progressive. He's an enlightened thinker. I mean, you know, it goes back, he supported Kucinich in 2004, and this time around, he'll end up supporting Obama or Clinton, both of whom are friends. He considers friends. But look, Farm Aid was not just a benefit to play. It was a way of him paying back the people he grew up around in Hill County, Texas. And he's articulate. He can discuss the loss of parity for the American family farmer since World War II. Very eloquently, and he can also distinguish between agribusiness and industrial farming and small family farming and what it means. He puts his money where his mouth is, and that's playing out his whole fleet of buses and trucks run on biofuel, and I'm not talking food crops and ethanol. I'm talking things like cotton and sorghum, not necessarily food crops. And he's in July, he will reopen Carl's Corner truck stop in Hill County that it's going to be called Willie's Place at Carl's, because he is establishing the first biodiesel refinery in the state of Texas, and it's basically to help his friends that are still farming. He puts his money where his mouth is, and he is tireless. And there's now the Willie Nelson Peace Institute. I wish everybody was so honest about wearing what they think on their sleeve. And, of course, he's on the board of Normal. He believes in the decriminalization and the legalization of marijuana. He'd like to see it hemp reintroduced as a biodiesel crop, which is very efficient, 20 times more efficient than corn used for ethanol.
Okay, well, the reason I get, and we're starting to run out of time here, but the reason I got into that is because Waylon, who he's closely associated with, a lot of people know their music together, Waylon was very conservative.
Very conservative. You know, yes, I mean, the Willie and Waylon brand is what elevated country music and took it into a new era. And they were both Texans. And they both found kinship in Nashville as artists struggling to get artistic control. But for all the albums they made together, they were brothers that didn't live in the same town. I mean, they argued, they fussed, and I don't think they were as close as people would make them out to be. And I think it's very telling. Willie moved to Austin, moved back to Texas. Waylon stayed in Nashville.
Yeah, he never did move. He never came back.
But I get into some of that, and it's a complex dynamic. I think Willie was certainly more influenced by Leon Russell, because Leon was working the rockers in a way that Willie or Waylon had not been. So there's a lot of relationships. That's probably the most complex and most misunderstood.
Yeah. I miss Waylon Jennings, though.
I miss him a lot. You know, he blazed the trail for Willie. He was the first country act to play arenas, and I think of, songs like Lonesome Henry and Mean and Honky Tonk Heroes. He was really the bigger act, and it wasn't until Red-Headed Stranger and then certainly Stardust that Waylon realized he had been bypassed by his impish little buddy there.
Tell you what, though, nothing beats the song Cedar Town, Georgia by Waylon Jennings.
Oh, you know, I'd argue some Willie songs there.
I'm just talking about Waylon. I'm not talking about, no, you can't compare Waylon to Willie in as far as songwriting and songs go, but Cedar Town, Georgia's got to be one of the most dark, noirish tunes I've ever heard.
I will definitely agree with that. The thing is, where Waylon rubbed off on Willie was getting artistic control from RCA and basically turning on Willie to his manager, a mad dog from New York named Neil Reschen, who basically overturned the tables of the way business was done in country music, and the artist, for the first time, had control.
What do you think of country music today?
I'm kind of with Willie's manager, Mark Rothbaum. He doesn't even work it anymore. He works Left of the Dial or Americana or whatever. It's kind of a flickering flame of what I once knew, and to me it's kind of like pop music for suburbia. There's not a whole lot of authentic country being made out there, but except for the old boys like Ray Price and Merle Haggard and Willie.
Yeah.
And they're the old guard, but I think they show up enough to keep what's left of country honest.
Yeah. Well, when Alabama, the Oak Ridge Boys, Eddie Rabbit, those folks started.
They were the guys in the 70s that were what was wrong with country.
Yes. When they started, that's when I got out.
That's why Willie and Waylon, I think, they're the other school, and I think their music lives on for a reason. And there's a reason we're not talking about Eddie Rabbit today.
Yeah, well.
And really forgettable.
Yeah, a lot of good reasons. Joe Neck, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. You are one of the greatest writers.
Well, Jay, you're one of the greatest radio announcers I know of and talk show hosts. And I just want to say to all the folks in Colorado, a lot of Colorado rubbed off on Willie, too. Just listen to the album Red-Headed Stranger, and you can puff up your chest and be proud of that great album, because if not for Colorado, he wouldn't have made it.
All right, Joe, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, well, pick up that book if you get a chance. And
yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks. All right. Everybody get that book because it's worth reading about. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I could spend all day talking to him and all day talking about like a lot of this old stuff, which I know a lot of you are not hip to, but you should get hip to it. You should get out and get it, and you should get out and you should read it. Listen to it, and you should read Nick's book, too. All right, 9:52, John Turk, traffic.
Westbound I-70 remains shut down at Floyd Hill due to multiple accidents. Reports saying up to 10 cars involved, including a semi that's leaking fuel onto the roadway. Do see backups past Genesee, and no one is getting through here, so expect some major, major delays. US 40 is a good alternative route for you. In the high country, it is slick and nasty, and various chain restrictions are in place throughout the high country. Here around Denver, still a little busy in those usual spots. Southbound I-25 from 58th to Spear. Southbound 225 from Park Road to the Denver Tech Center. And eastbound 270 from I-70 to Vasquez. Got an accident, one in West Denver at Holly and Montview. Today's forecast, rain and snow showers, highs this afternoon hitting the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool. Have a small chance for an isolated shower or two and a high near 50. Right now, 37 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When sticks and stones do break your bones, there's urgent care, and then there's Guardian Urgent Care. Convenient, affordable, bilingual.
Let's play a game. See if you can figure out what this is. Ready? It's a hole to climb out of. It's a mountain to climb over. And it's an epidemic in this country. Got it yet? It's debt. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, if you have to scrounge around every month just to make minimum payments, I'm talking to you. Liberty Relief is here to help. Here at Liberty Relief, we have two programs, different as night and day, for two very different kind of debt problems, debt consolidation and debt relief. Wondering which one's right for you? Find out, fast and easy, with a free call to Liberty Relief. Call 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444. One size does not fit all. One company does. Liberty Relief. Call 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444.
Seize your Sunday. Talk with Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Well, just when you think the weather's going to be like, oh, wow. What I need is I need a vehicle with a good air conditioner. Look at it outside. So if you've always wanted something with front wheel, rear wheel, drive or four-wheel drive, Rocky's Autos is the place to go to get it. They have SUV row. These vehicles are cheaper now than they've ever been, and your dollar will go farther with their matching down plan, and plus they want to see your trade-in. They've got it all at Rocky's Autos. There's no way in 60 seconds I can just tell you about how much they've got, but I want you to go out there and see my friend Spanky Herrera or Uncle Fester or Jules or any of the folks working out there who will help you out, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. They're all good folks, and Rocky's is just the place to go. They're open tonight until 9, and you can check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com or do the best thing, which is to get out there. And if you're looking for something to save gas, too, Rocky's has got those as well. I mean, they've got cars that get up in 25, 30 miles per gallon. They've got Volkswagens and Saabs and Hondas and Mazdas and Toyotas and Nissans. And, boy, the list just goes on and on and on. Rocky's Autos, good people, great product, people you can trust. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Oh, here it is.
And look at that.
We got a door.
I like it with the windows in
there. Yeah. I'm going to go inside, see how my new knobs work.
Okay.
Absolutely fabulous.
It's time to make a grand entrance. Find the perfect doors and windows with our new project advisor at HomeDepot.com. And right now, save 20% on select special order doors and windows. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through May 7th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Willie!
Well, it's a bloody merry morning, baby. Left me without warning sometime in the night.
Oh, man.
So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my...
set out, so get over to Twist and Shout and pick that up. Pick up Joe Nick's book, too, Willie, An Epic Life. And we'll be giving away that box set next Friday. And there's just so much good music out there that KYGO and The Wolf and the rest of them just don't play. And I'm with Joe Nick. I listen to the alternative and the oldies, old country music. The harder it is, the better I like it. Okay, thanks this morning for putting up with us. And we'll plug back in tomorrow morning. And be careful, be dry, and be warm out there. And most of all, have a good day.
So I'm flying down to Houston before getting her the nature of my flight.
Friday and Saturday only, it's the summer blowout at Joseph A. Bank. Handcrafted suits 60% off. That's every suit in the store 60% off the regular price. Plus, the entire stock of sport coats and blazers 60% off. Consider all dress and casual pants 50% off. And all sportswear, including every golf shirt, sport shirt, and silk shirt, 50% off. Plus, all dress shirts, silk ties, belts, even socks, 40% off. It's 2 days only at Joseph A. Bank. Every suit, sport coat, and blazer, 60% off. No excuse.